It's amazing what happens when you forget your history. And that's the reason why GOPers on the Republican Party plantation won't take me on. That's the reason why you have nothing to say when I tell you that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness guarantee to you and me and everyone else health care for everyone. 1-800-259-5791. John in Canada, listening to, I presume, the net stream. You're up.
Hey, Rob. Yeah, it sounded pretty interesting subject matter. But for me, here in a different alternative universe, things are break down a little more simply. I guess it's due to maybe some of our newspaper content, but whatever. What we want is the best service possible for the dollars allotted. And what Americans are denied are the mathematical, or the, in many cases, two science, in respect to how we're being undone here. For example, Americans pay twice as much per capita for your health care services through taxes than Canadians do. We get full coverage despite the lies and the propaganda that you're fed continuously. So I'm getting full coverage already, paying half as much as you are already as a sucker, right? And the opposition says, don't go for the socialists. Don't let the government control us. Well, they're already controlling you by taking twice as much away from you. Now, why is that? Is it because we don't pay our doctors as well? No, it's because we don't have a middleman there. You're the only nation on the face of this planet that has an insurance company between you and your doctor who takes as much as 70% for themselves. They're billionaires, and some of them are billionaires. And in many cases, as documented all over the world, and particularly, I guess, Crooks and Liars is a good place to go on the Internet to check this out for yourself, they will let you die. Their private interest is to extort as much health care dollars out of your pocket to see you die before eating into their profit margins. And understand, they're not doctors. They're not nurses. They don't give anything about any care for your life whatsoever. So, you know, buying in bulk is cheaper. So if you wanted to effectively provide yourself health care straight across the board, you could pay half as much as you already are just by getting rid of those insurance middlemen. Now, is that impossible? No, you already even have the structure in government to have this done. As it is with congressmen who want to get health care, they have a service where the government just collects the money, puts it in a big slush fund, and then when you need health care, you get it. And guess what? They get the best health care possible. You know, because they've decided for themselves as the wiser players here that they don't want to just give billionaires money for nothing. Why do we want to do that? But look at the reality here. We got 8 bribers. They're lobbyists per congressman from the healthcare industry. At last estimate, I think it was $2 million a day in bribes they're paying out. You know,
Dunkin' Donuts has gotten involved. Lots of people have gotten involved here. So it doesn't sound like you will be heading across the border to America anytime soon to get health care, right?
Well, that's one of the hugest lies ever. Look, you'll hear that often. They'll say, well, Canadians can come to use our health services. Well, sure, what's wrong with that? I mean, if they wanted to do that, they could. But what the examples that are given is the woman with the cyst on her head. She told the American public, I had cancer, and the Canadian government wouldn't give me treatment, so I had to go to the Mayo Clinic and pay $250,000. You have the money. You have such a much better health care system than we do. Turned out she had a cyst. And the Mayo Clinic charged her more than $200,000 to get rid of a cyst.
A cyst. Amazing. John, hey, thanks for your input into what's going on in the American system versus where you live.
We'll squeeze John in from Canada now. Hello there, John. You're on with Karen and Rick.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Karen. Great. Thank you for taking my call. I believe it's the tyranny of censorship that stops our free words that speak for justice securing our freedoms. You know, as you were just saying, Rick, it can be understood as actually John Stewart declared on his show with Jude Law on the 16th, he explained to the audience, this is criminal fraud. Dodd is a con man. When he says, I'm passing a bill so we don't bail out bankers again, well, what they've done is a criminal fraud. And John Stewart, in his comedic relief, explained if anybody else in America did what Lehman Brothers did, you'd be in prison. You know, we caught them red-handed. We've done the studies, and yet there's no police officers to secure a just cause to defend ourselves. And as your caller was saying earlier, listing off all these bankers, we need to establish them guilty of something. We can't just name off all the bankers. And a lot of those guys that he named are guilty of criminal frauds. We just have to understand how these crimes are going down, and we're denied those privileges of understanding evidence to form our official guilty verdicts. Instead, Bush says we don't need any evidence. And people say, oh, don't blame Bush. He didn't do 9/11. Well, he stopped our police services from nabbing the actual culprits. So whoever did it is getting away for sure, because we're not challenging Bush on his faith initiative that we must blindly follow him without question, without thought, without forming our own conclusions. Because he said if we tried to, we'd be the terrorists, because we're either with him or with the terrorists. Now, we should be able to defeat that. Anybody who supports Bush's escape is a traitor to the American cause of freedom and justice for all. We know it was financed by General Ahmad, who's gone completely unarrested. You know, we know these guys were trained at American military camps, and as he was speaking about the anthrax, we know it came from Fort Detrick. It's a military-grade anthrax. Whether the Jews did it or not, that's the evidence trail. And we know that the FBI has closed investigations. Traitors, not real FBI officers, but Mueller, who keeps undermining our police services, such as Mr. Wright, who said he was responsible for nabbing the 9/11 culprits and was stopped by Bush and Cheney. That's called obstruction, and we need to secure our freedoms. Like people will say, well, let's let the whole country collapse and start anew. Well, these laws that are on the books are there for good reason already. You know, if we're going to rewrite the Constitution, we'll find almost exactly the same conclusions that the great founding fathers arrived to themselves. You know, or Reagan. Reagan said, death to those who torture an innocent soul. And yet, we have McCain doing the Dodd scam, where McCain passes a bill that says, well, we want to stop torture. Torture already warrants the death sentence, understanding American law. It's the War Crimes Act. And it stands for good reason. In a free-to-speak courtroom, these sadistic Nazi savages who have tortured these innocent people to death would be put to death if free communications is allotted to be expressed. But Fox News ain't going to allow that. CNN ain't going to allow that. So our war of words has to demand that freedom be spoken, to demand evidence as a requirement to convince ourselves who's good or evil. Saying the Jews did it is bad news, because it only serves the interests of the Zionist criminals, because that's what they want. They want us to blame the Jews, because they'll point their fingers back at us and go, you're an anti-Semite. And we would be serving an unjust, ungodly cause if we're going to blame Jews. We have to blame the specific criminals who are for sure found at the evidence, at the ends of these evidence trails. And as you say, whatever the reason is, a lot of them happen to have a Jewish background, but that doesn't matter, be they black, white, green, or whatever. If they're guilty, they're guilty. And we need those forces expressed on our political stages, of which they're not, except, like you're saying, things are heating up. Michael Moore was on MSNBC a couple days ago. Said he's trying to tell people this is criminal fraud. They've stolen your pension. You've worked your life to put this nest egg together, and they've stolen it from you. Nobody on television is telling you that, but Michael Moore was on television telling us that. Like I say, John Stewart, first time I've ever heard him ever allege that these guys are criminals. And I would encourage you know, people who aren't even fans of him to just check out this one show he did with Jude Law, where he goes on and on explaining why these are criminal frauds, why these people are shouldn't be escaping, and why any other American who committed these same acts would be rotting in a prison cell. And they stole, like, trillions of dollars, you know. So we really need justice on our side, and we don't need to start back at the beginning. We need to hang strong with the laws that are on the books today against criminal fraud.
Okay. Hey, John, thank you. And you know, Karen, he said it all without taking a breath.
I was amazed. I can take some lessons from you, John.
Whew. Okay, John. Thank you. All right. We have Tim back on the line now. Tim in Georgia. Hello, Tim. Okay,
quick.
Tim.
Make this real quick. We don't need to be putting the blame on Bush and Cheney. Them. They was useful idiots. They was useful idiots for Israel and the Zionist Jews. Bush couldn't even wrap a Christmas present, let alone bring down the towers. It was Israel.
All right, Tim. Tim, you always have the last word. Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. Something's up. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, I understand we have one more caller. I think it's John from Canada. Don't have much time, John, but fire away.
Hey, Mark, yeah, I'll try to make it quick. This idea of Walter Burian's, where we can clearly see with the evidence trail that there are two separate books here. There's the books for the gullible sucker American public, and there are the books for those that are making away with trillions and trillions of our dollars. It's called criminal fraud. But I thought the caller that you had a couple of callers ago was really to the point there, where he said, you know, the only way to fight back is to not form a consensus. That's communitarianism. And really, these labels are nonsense. We have to understand that we can form consensus because we have laws that nobody disagrees with, like
for example, murder. You know, nobody wants to be murdered. Everybody agrees with that law. It's a good law. You know, they've committed criminal fraud, and we're fearful, some are fearful, that, well, Fox News is just going to say that we're not, and I'm lost because I can't make sense of this. Don't form consensus because I'll look like an idiot. And we have to form consensus with those who know what they're talking about. These bankers are making off with our lives here. This crime is called extortion. They told us we needed to bail them out. Well, the banking system doesn't work that way. They don't cover our loans, and they've pocketed all the money for themselves to cover up other frauds with their derivative scams, credit default swaps, and so on. But it's never talked about on Fox News. We got to deal with homosexuality over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, this thing's been going on for decades. Interestingly, last point, Mark, is in Canada, when we brought in the VLT machines, the first year they were brought in, these are gambling devices, it was learned that they would rake in at least $200 million. Our federal government cut all provincial transfers of $200 million. Don't want us to have an extra nickel here.
Incredible. And I'll end with the note that Valdeburian announced tonight that he had confirmed that derivatives were $90 trillion for J.P. Morgan Chase just alone, which was $10 trillion more than the entire derivatives market in the year 2000. $90 trillion. Some people would say there's not that much money in the world. Well, tune in to that article posted at republicbroadcasting.org to get the link to watch this conference tomorrow here in California. There's also a conference next month right in Austin, April 10, 2010.
With rounds around for those guns come in little boxes, and they add up quickly. So I didn't have that many. Anyway, he was not making threats with the guns. He was taken to a mental facility where he cannot get help to get out.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot more of these techniques being used, and it's something that I think is really going to rear its ugly head this year. What else developed with that case?
Well, every day I'm able to call in to him, but so far I've not been able to get a second opinion from a different psychologist to testify that he's sane, but they're using stuff posted on Facebook and his political views as being crazy.
Of course. We got a break. I appreciate the call. Yeah. Isn't that strange how all these systems are not being used to save people, but to hurt people? Something's wrong here. Back in just a few minutes.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
right, welcome back to the broadcast. Looks like we have a caller on the air with us. Caller, you're on the air.
Matt?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? It's John here in Canada.
Hey.
Yeah, boy, you know, tyranny is a bad thing. And tyranny is when our so-called government commits criminal, grievous acts against our interests and has our soldiers die for causeless wars and such. And, you know, the police state, in my mind, is when we completely fail to defend ourselves. You know, the TSA workers, for example, you know, a terrorist could just simply walk over the border and kill plenty more people in other locations. But they have no interest in thinking about the fact that a terrorist could just simply put C4 up his keister, and there, the machines are obsolete. They don't care about that. They want to see your naked child. They want to see you naked. They want to see you subservient to their authority. They don't care about Bush closing criminal investigations immediately after 9/11 occurred and stealing our faith as a false deity, ungodly enemy of all living things. No, no, no. Those are the real challenges where where justice is being denied. But like you know, and many people others do too, we're being denied justice everywhere. They're robbing us blind almost everywhere you look. I mean, people's homes are being stolen. Millions of American homes have been thieved from the victims. You know, MSNBC did a documentary. Yeah, they did a documentary called House of Cards. Yeah, House of Cards. And they just, you know, they're just interviewing people who had somebody knock on their door and say, you want to have your mortgage payment lowered? And the soldier family, of course, they target soldier families because they're the weakest intellectually of our society. That's just the fact. Yeah, they can kill people, sure, but they can't speak with words well. So they go to their house. They say, you're going to get your payments lower. Sounds good. And then their payments double, triple. They foreclose on the house, and nobody's there to arrest the banksters. Ever. Barely. Never. People don't even understand. In fact, in that documentary, they interview the people like they're the they deserve it. You know, they should have paid more attention to what was going on. Well, no, you were conned, you know, but nobody's there to even speak for them on that front. But boy, these soldiers are dying.
They want to paint the families as the villains because they can't pay. They're late on their payments, just a couple of payments. But meanwhile, just across the board, you can have banks that completely go bankrupt and then steal a bunch of money. It doesn't even go to the TARP fund. They don't even know where it went. And those people keep getting bailed out, but the average person, especially the poor and the people who have no way of speaking out, they just get railroaded. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. And true, as you say, like it's sort of like almost the pyramid structure. You get to the higher principles of evil, maybe, but the higher realms of this tyranny is banking. You know, it's that people don't understand. The bankers never covered our loans as it was. All the credit they issue is in our names and in the nation's name, and they pirated that authority through the Federal Reserve. But we got to understand that when we take a loan at the bank, they don't even reach into their own pockets. It comes out of our authority and our credit that grants us this power, and yet they've hijacked that and profited themselves. Like on loans they don't cover, we pay them back for a plus interest, and they become trillionaires.
Yeah.
And then they deny cash on the street, so there's fewer and fewer dollars. We got to still pay back the payments that are owed plus interest, and they don't want to give out any more money, so there's fewer and fewer dollars. So you want to make the payments on your house. People want to hire you for a job, but there's just no physical currency in the marketplace. And guess what? They like it that way because they can foreclose on more properties. They can steal more businesses. Watch America be plundered until finally truth will prevail. But Jesus, too many people are suffering. Too many people are dying. And we got to figure out a way to communicate and make it better. And I'm not so clear on how that's all going to come down, but it's got to happen sometime sooner than later.
All right. Well, John, I appreciate the call. We're coming up on break. He said it, you know, they bail out those guys left and right, but they're going to put the families on the street. Be back in just a few minutes.
Legacy continues, and so far there is a 70% cure. I mean, your depression, depression can be cured, and people will be calm. I mean, it totally changes. I mean, I can attest to that. And if you need any more information or if you need any hookups, you have my email, a social email, you know that. I will connect you to the people.
Well, that's great, Mo. Water is certainly important. and some people put salt in their water. Got to replenish with those trace minerals. So all of this is very interesting. And, yeah, well, thank you very much, Mo.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you, sir. Bye-bye.
Sure, Happy New Year. It's interesting. We've got the spring equinox and Iranian New Year at the same time. We're not even really living on a real form or measurement of time. It's all an illusion. Time's an illusion, I guess, to a certain degree, but it seems more natural to start the new year when spring starts, you know? But we've got John in Canada. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I wanted to bring up what you were saying about people being so lethargic or unable to protest or even email anymore. It's just so dead out here. You know, I think a couple of issues are pharmaceuticals, of course. There's no science to, you know, when they say, well, your kid suffers from ADHD. Well, there's no science to that. You know, they say, well, he suffers from mental imbalance. Well, there's no measurement they take. It's just some teacher who figures your child needs to be put on medication. And we know what the repercussions of a lot of these medications are. You know, they'll tell people if you want to get off your medications, not to do it instantly, anyway, it's a long story, but I mean, this is the thing, is we have no knowledge on science, and there's a documentary called Generation RX that covers this extensively, talking about places like Atlanta where, oh, I forget what it is now, it's something like one-third of all university school-aged males are on Prozac or Ritalin. And it just wipes us out, you know. They'll say, "Oh, he went crazy because he was on antidepressants, got so depressed and killed himself." And there's probably hundreds of thousands of stories like that. And it's understanding what the science is there, why it's like that, but we don't get that on television at all. Television will never, barely ever, notify us that it's a challenge out here. There are liars and thieves and cheats. You know, Sarah Palin says Russia attacked Georgia without provocation, and nobody corrected her. You know, nobody on the face of the TV world would ever correct her. You know, and then when we look at the torrents, you know, of what's available out there, all these TV series, there's tens of thousands of people that are offering it as a shared resource on their computer. But you look at episodes like Frontline or 60 Minutes, and it's like 12 people on a planet of, you know, they say, I think it's 30 or 40 million people connected to the internet, you know? Like, man, what the hell is going on? You know, why are people so dead to this world?
I know, and it's hard, because I like pretty girls. And when you see pretty girls that look dumber than rocks, it's scary. It's scary. They have things that aren't even going to keep them pretty and beautiful. Well, they're sold a whole, you know, world of me, be beautiful, be hot, nice breasts and perky and nice hair, and they eat stuff that's going to make them look like monsters in the future. God damn, there's some fat women in this country. And they don't even realize the stuff that they're eating. And it just goes to very basic things like that. So we're walking along, and it was like zombie after zombie. There was one guy that was a soldier that came up going, well, I don't agree with what you have to say, but I'm out there fighting for your guys' right to do it. I just want you guys to know that. You know, people saying dumb things like, go to Canada. You dumb asses. Don't you realize those that were loyal to King George went to Canada, and the Founding Fathers, the 1%, 1 to 3% fought the war? Don't you guys realize the people that were loyal to the monarchy, they were the ones that left the country. They've got it backwards.
Yeah, well, it's the tyranny of censorship that keeps freedom from prevailing. These soldiers are traitors to the cause of man. They will refuse to their death to face me as a man in open debate. I get this all the time. I got this yesterday. Although there's some great hosts and other networks that let me speak, and I'll get on there and I'll say, listen, whoever did 9/11, we don't have any police services nabbing them because Bush forbade the arrest of the actual people that are responsible. He's guilty of obstruction. And I'll get off the air, and a guy will call up and say,
all right, John, we'll be back in just a few. Stay there, everybody. More in a few.
Like the same, it's all inside you and me.
866-841-1065. The night is young. The night is warm. It's Saturday. And we are now in spring. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. We made it. Through another winter. Oh, it's going to be a very, very interesting summer. 866-841-1065. That is the number. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, well, I don't know where to go. I guess the TV could serve our interests well. If people knew that grunts were randomly shooting down people, as they did a little while ago in an 8-kilometer stretch, they just randomly shot down people to relieve stress, I think it was called, and nobody got arrested. You know, we got soldiers that kidnapped barefoot Iraqi children and practically beat them to death while masturbating on videotape, and it made a CNN story for about 5 seconds, barely there. But if they showed that video, or even 60 Minutes showed
this.
What's
wrong with sex, John? Aren't they just being humans? Aren't they just being men? Isn't sex great in any way you do it? John, you're a prude.
Yeah.
You don't like raping little Iraqi girls. It's human nature to want to F all the time. Oh, don't tell me you're being a prude. I can't believe these women out there, John. They don't even give a damn about human trafficking. They think they're liberated when they're friggin' slaves. Dancing on a friggin' pole for less and less dollars every year.
Yeah, well, you know, like Lance Corporal Boudreau brags about raping kids in front of the fathers, and then he's got to kill the father because he doesn't want to have to be looking back over his shoulder for the rest of his life. Because, of course, naturally, that father would spend the rest of his natural born life working to hunt him down and kill him for it. But he tells us that, and if that was on CNN, he would be dead a long time ago. But this is the thing, like, we are being dehumanized, there's no doubt about it, but I know it's free communications with people who know what they're talking about, but we never get that, right? These people who understand the science of these pharmaceuticals, they're not allowed to speak. CNN won't allow the soldier who says, I put my life on the line, I will never leave a soldier behind. If they really felt that way, why don't you support the arrest of those who conned those soldiers to die in Iraq? Because there's no cause. No reason to kill anybody in Iraq. No reason for a soldier to die there. If you want to defend that soldier, you demand the arrest of Bush and Cheney for doctoring the National Intelligence Estimate, for stopping the FBI from pursuing the actual culprits. And this information is public. We know almost how the entire thing went down now, and all of the main actors are not arrested, like particularly General Ahmed and Bush and Cheney and Condi. But they're too cowardly. This is what I'm saying. They got, they're real brave, gunning down people at random in third world countries on the brink of starvation, stealing all their resources, not for themselves, of course, but for the neocon peanackers who hide in their bomb shelters with the billions, if not trillions, of our stolen assets. But things are changing. People's homes, lots of Americans, millions, in fact, have lost their homes, are going to continue to lose their homes. There have been, and this is the thing about what you were saying about how people, there was a time in 2002, like you're saying, 3, 4, where people were active or more active than they are now, that's for certain, but Obama conned us, and this is the thing about the television.
Obama's going to lead. We're going to bomb Pakistan, and we're going to invade Pakistan. We're going to invade the world. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, he did say he was going to get the troops out, and we had good hopes that, you know, he was playing it, you know, his heart to his chest. Cards to his chest, we figured, well, he'll stop the war anyway, and he just reversed everything he said he stood on, you know? And again, we're failing because we don't have voices for victory being allowed to speak freely. We can go on and on about the New World Order, and they're eventually going to implement their global tyranny, but we're living in that tyranny now. Like I say, millions of people lost their homes. All these soldiers are, if they're not already dead, the true numbers are a great deal higher than what's being reported. Of course, the Langstill military hospital in Germany reported something like 56,000 grunts dead about three or maybe even a little more years ago than that. Easily near 100,000, but they said, it's only 1,000 soldiers died, you know, and what are they doing? They openly kidnap Iraqi children and beat them to death. I mean, if you lived in Iraq, or even if you lived in America, and you believed in Christ, and you believed in the beauty of children as innocent souls to this world, You know, like, I mean, it's not that far of a reach to understand that people would be concerned about these falling victims. And like I say, on 60 Minutes, just like 2 weeks ago, they showed a Green Beret gun down a couple kids. You know, he says, well, it's just too bad I shot the child in the chest. It's his fault. He shouldn't be in Afghanistan. You know, and he's a big hero.
It's his fault for being born there. It's not my fault. He's a terrorist. Goddamn Arabs make me sick.
And the whole thing was on 60 Minutes where he sees this truck coming down the road and starts shooting at him. And then the truck finally stops. There's a couple guys in the truck and children in the back. And one child's got a bullet through his chest. The other child's been shot in his leg. The bullets ricocheted. And we see him shooting at the truck. The camera's right on him. And the 60 Minutes crew, you're such a hero. It's so great that you defend America's freedom. And all the Taliban asked for was evidence to form our conclusions. And these are, like I argue... there's no challenge to me here. I want people to understand this is very real. I argue they're disciples of the demon Antichrist. They're soulless individuals who do not form conclusions on fact. They're enemies of freedom by not substantiating whether a person is good or evil or guilty or innocent, right? I mean, can you imagine Bush told us we're at war against evil, yet you don't have an ability to form a guilty or innocent verdict because he's going to make all those decisions for ourselves, and if you disagree, you're a terrorist enemy. And what are they warring? They're warring the intellect. They're warring the soul. They're warring everything it means to live in a civilized world where we respect the rights of another. And instead, they steal all Iraqi resources. Alawi is going to be the new president who ordered the interstellar bombing of Samarra. And all the people in Samarra said, look, Bush had grunts. Come into the city, steal anything you want. I think they even offered that you could rape our children if you wish. There's no reason to bomb this city. We will allow you free access to go wherever.
We will give you our women. They are very juicy and scrumptious. It's okay. Put away the bat. We will give them to you. We will sell them to you. We are your slaves. We are bent over. Use lube or not use lube. It is your choice. Just please. You know, it's, weren't they paying the Afghans to vote, with food? It was a story that came out a couple years ago. I don't know whether you read this, but it was some story talking about them using food as the bait to get them to get into the lines to vote. excuse me. Then they do the photo ops to make everything look like it's fine in Afghanistan and that there's democracy.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the thing with Alawi. He ordered the bombing of the city anyway, even though everybody said, look, come in and steal whatever you wish. This guy admits to blowing up school buses full of children, and he's their democratically elected leader. And why? Why must we suffer this way? Like, this is the thing in Afghanistan. Their new democratic government says the 10th Mountain Division will not be arrested, tried, and executed as war criminals for going into villages and killing every man, woman, and infant because they whore their souls to the demon Antichrist to escape from the crimes of 9/11.
So
again,
for me, it's very simple. We're against the war. Yeah, we're against the banker bailouts. Yeah, I'm against the forced health care plan. But fundamentally, it's about being against the war and the 9/11 inside job element of our modern current reality, false flag terror. And, you know, I'm just tired of I want to keep calling it out as we go into the years ahead. We got to stop being selfish. I'm talking about you guys listening. You're not selfish if you're even listening to this program. You're looking for information. But most people, they're just worried about themselves, their own personal health care. We do have to worry about ourselves. We do have to be selfish to a certain degree to take care of ourselves, but within a certain amount of balance, within the right amount, we got to remember there's a larger world out there, and we're affected by the contamination taking place globally via depleted uranium. You don't see very many global warming advocates. Talk about depleted uranium. John, when was the last time you bumped into someone that was able to talk about global warming and depleted uranium in the same sentence?
Well, it was Doug Rocky I talked to, who was the Pentagon's foremost authority on the subject, who wanted to tell soldiers that it's radioactive, contains plutonium, and oxidizes to particles as small as a tenth of a micron. Now, soldiers, they hate the science man. They hate the wise man. But Doug Rocky, the foremost authority, would try to tell the soldier, look, they're poisoning you, they're lying to you, they're telling you you can eat something that's radioactive by the pouncil. And all these soldiers, you know, hundreds of thousands now, according to Doug Rocky, the foremost authority on this subject. I believe it's still over 200,000, but it's easily over 100,000 have succumbed or died to this poison. It's measured radioactive, but this is it.
They like it. They like the poison up there.
Kulu.
Hey, we'll be back in a few, friends. Stay there. So John and this serviceman that came over, he was a nice guy. He shook our hands. But he was definitely like, you guys, like, you might not agree with me, but this whole healthcare thing is bad, man. I'm like, of course we agree with you, dude. If you knew what we really believed in, maybe you would agree with more of what we're saying. He just hears me talk about 9/11, and he gets defensive. And he starts talking about, well, we went over there, and we protect those little girls. And in some cases, yes, they do. But why did things get so violent in the Middle East in recent years in some of these areas? Why are there so many bombings? Why are these attacks taking place? Why are these reports coming out about potentially U.S. money ending up in the hands of terrorists, the Taliban? I mean, hell, if we're fighting this, I mean, who's really accountable and responsible for the bloodshed? That's the question. And, of course, this guy probably had nothing to say about Blackwater raping little Iraqi girls, flying into the Blackwater man camp, getting forced down their knees, giving a blowjob for a dollar apiece. This shit, this stuff makes me want to kill somebody, John. And I don't want to kill anybody, but this type of stuff, it just enrages me that others aren't enraged. That's the key here.
Well, that's the... Oh, for sure, man. You got it right on the button there. That's what, how I feel, too. These soldiers are carrying guns, but they don't go after those who are responsible for killing little girls in Afghanistan. People will not believe me, but too bad. The Taliban had a girls' school program. They on a single purpose to defend women's rights. Now, I didn't hear that on CNN, the soldier grunt will say, who never reads, or who says readings for stupid people. They don't make the effort to speak for the interests of the Afghanistan government, who made it legal to rape women, who made it legal to starve women. Where's their voices there? You giving them too much credit. I know that they wore our world to not allow a man like me to speak on banking. Banks don't cover our loans. These bailouts are the crime of extortion. The 9/11 perpetrators have gotten away scot-free because nobody on TV is telling us that General Ahmad, according to the FBI, financed the terror op, you know, who was at the White House 2 days prior to 9/11 with Condoleezza Rice working on their invasion of Afghanistan plan, according to Jim Mikuszewski, who has the top secret, once top secret presidential director strategy. See, the difference between me and the soldier, I use the facts. He fantasizes that he's a man. Innocent people are bombed in girls' schools in Afghanistan. He says the Taliban did it. Why would the Taliban murder their own daughters? It makes zero sense, but that's the mind of these grunts. They don't want to humble themselves to those who do know what they're talking about and stand unchallenged. I've been at this for a decade, I guess, or since Bush reached for power, and nobody opposes me in Canada. Nobody really even opposes me in America. I get people that insult me after I get off the show, and then Oracle's the best, of course. Other networks, they'll let me talk, and then I'll leave, and then they'll say what a terrible guy I am after I'm gone. You know, I want the debate because I know that's where the truth resides, in between the indivisible rights that we all share should be equitably. And what's the consequences? We save soldiers' lives. I insult them, I call them names, but I'm interested in saving their lives just as soon as I'm interested in saving the lives of these Afghanistan children that are falling down as victims, as the Iraqi citizenry is falling.
That's right, John.
To the soldiers who obeyed blindly the commands of those, and in the Air Force, for example, they'll drop 50,000.
All right, we're going to break, John. It's about saving lives and waking people up and enlightening the masses. Thank you for your call, John. We'll be back, everybody, in just a few. Stay with us.
This is from the old school, little school.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to go to the phones. I know people have been patiently waiting, and we will go to Canada on line one with John. John.
Hello, Hashem.
Yes, hi.
All right, yeah. How can we defeat these demon enemies of God and man? Very, very easily. All we have to do is get a little bit more familiar with what justice means. Israel openly steals innocent Christian people's homes. Frontline did a documentary on this a couple of years ago, of which you can't obtain at their website no longer, but it just shows you, you know, with armed military funded by the American sucker, they go into a person's home and say, you leave this home that you built or your grandfather built and go live in a concentration death camp. And don't take the food out of your fridge or the toys under the Christmas tree. This all belongs to this so-called Jew behind us here. He's going to seize your home. And they documented this, a two-hour documentary, just on how they steal people's homes in broad daylight. See, that's what we need. And that's how you get everybody on our side, is you understand this is an innocent victim. Okay? They broke the truce, you know, as you just said, and I totally agree with you. RBN's one of the only places on the face of this planet where we can get this kind of information, but yet we're all falling massively short in understanding what justice means. By breaking the truce, they've dedicated the sacrifice of Jewish lives to greed and tyranny, lawless tyranny, you know. They dropped 7 million landmines on Lebanon to indiscriminately murder people for generations, particularly children. You know, they randomly kidnap people and torture them. You know, this is, it's a continuous crime against our being, and it doesn't serve the interest of anybody who truly believes in God. Like, this is the thing. The commitment is not to be equitable, be just, be God-loving, but to be the opposite of all those principles. And like I got to reaffirm what you said. Where can we get this kind of information, but yet still we fall massively short? As yesterday on RBN, almost right across the board, everybody's going, Israel did 9-11, Israel did 9-11, and that serves the evil forces of tyranny. These are enemies of America who tell you Israel did 9-11, but won't demand the arrest of those who actually did the crime by following the crime scene leads at the real murder scene. They say, yeah, you're saying Bush flew the planes into the building. No, Bush stopped the FBI from doing the job at hand. He's guilty of obstruction. And people say, don't let him say that because it's absolutely true. And if we're ever going to arrest who is truly responsible, we have to start with Bush and Cheney. No, Bush is my deity. He's my dummy deity. He couldn't do nothing. He's too stupid. He stopped the police from arresting the culprits who are responsible. Like, this is the thing. They've committed criminal acts, like you're probably aware. In Gaza, the government of Israel encouraged all the children and the toddlers to go to the city center to be safe so they wouldn't be harmed by the bombs. And all the children gathered in the center of Gaza there, and they set them on fire with white phosphorus. This is documented through YouTube, and there's other people that have talked about this. The UN said, please do not hit our UN school. It only contains Christian schoolgirls. They're about, you know, I think 6 to 12. This is a safe location. You can come in and look and make sure there's only little girls here. They set them on fire with white phosphorus. This is a crime against God. This is a crime against man. But these demon enemy forces of America will say, no, Israel did it. Israel did it. No, who dropped those bombs? Who's responsible for not speaking out for the defense of these innocent children's lives? You know, so we get a lot of people who want justice for America, but they don't have the intellectual understanding of what justice means. Well, we don't want to accuse Jewish people. We want to accuse people who are criminals hiding behind the Jewish label of God-loving, when truly, they don't love God.
John, unfortunately, the break is coming up. Well said, John. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Yeah, if you're not having fun doing this stuff, then you're doing it wrong. Well, let's go ahead and go to John and Candy. You've been holding on a long time. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Ernest. It's sounding pretty good there. I love this energy. I don't know if I disagree with you on stuff. I don't know you that well. But, boy, this energy is really what we need here. Like you're saying, they're BSing us. These are, I think you even referred to them as demons in some respects. You know, they will lie, cheat, and steal from ourselves to trick the teen grunts to dying causeless wars. I think the primary reason is they'd never want us to be able to understand as a group of humanity that bankers never cover our loans. They're getting that we're paying them back for money they never lent us to begin with. That's the biggest thing that they fear us understanding.
Well, I tell you, it's starting to turn back on them. We got a story up on Freedom's Phoenix right now, debt slavery revolution. Iceland celebrates after rejecting payback plan.
Excellent. You know, yeah, exactly. There you go.
The voters in Iceland have been celebrating after overwhelmingly rejecting proposals to pay the UK and the Netherlands in the wake of collapse of the Icesave Bank. With a third of results counted, 93% of voters said no. So this is, you know, the fact that they would even ask them, I think, is funny. But, you know, people are revolted when they get a chance. And whether these guys are demons or not, that's not even my point. My point on the demons they put on, you know, the great Notre Dame, you know, and the cathedrals, and they have, you know, we're going to go the light, you know, through me, Christ, you know, witness, parable, testimony, voluntary persuasion, help, the Judeo-Christian ethic of, you know, the golden rule and all that kind of stuff. And, oh, by the way, on top of our building, we got these demon gargoyles that are scared the crap out of you. Why? Because they need to have fear, something there for them to pluck. Instead, whether they're demons or not, I just think they're opportunists. And
well,
they're,
you know, if there is anybody
stupid.
Who's a demon, you know, I don't want to offend your potential good audience, but, you know, Bush did say to us, quote, "We don't need any evidence," unquote. You know, he closed criminal investigations, according to the FBI, immediately after the terrorist crime of mass murder in New York City occurred on 9/11.
And don't
that's,
do
you
it
know,
again.
If anybody fits the definition, I think that would be it. But listen to this. Yesterday, or on the weekend, Mitt Romney was on C-SPAN, and he said, hey, you can't blame Bush for the Iraq war because Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in. If Saddam just let the inspectors in, there wouldn't be no reason to kill anybody there. But listen, Saddam did let the inspectors in. They were under the chicken coops throughout the palaces. There was no place in Iraq they couldn't go without delay, according to Hans Blix, September 7, 2003. So by bombing the country only lowered our abilities to move freely about and seek out the said WMDs, of which we know now that they knew then that there was no WMDs.
And Bush, what did he do? He's up there making fun of it. They have clips of him at some big Republican dinner thing. Oh, whoop, they're not under there. Whoop, they're not over there. Having fun with this thing. And what do I see at the airports now? I mean, first you see, you know, you got Sarah Palin gone rogue. Okay, you see, you know, here she's getting pumped. All right, she's out there, you know, look at me, ain't I pretty? Then you go and she starts moving towards the back. Who's in front of the book in front of her at the bookstores at the airports? Mitt Romney, you know, no apologies or whatever the heck it was. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But here it comes. I mean, it's the yesterday, I got to tell you this. Last night, I'm at Blockbuster. I get back, I fly in. My wife was up north with the kids and grandkids and niece and nephews and playing in the snow and so on. So I had a couple hours. I went to dinner with some friends, and then I go to Blockbuster to get a movie for us to watch last night when then we meet back at the house. So while I'm at Blockbuster, I'm looking for a movie, and I go, yeah, I'll get this one, and I'll get this one, I'll get this one. And they had the bin there for the, you know, it goes from, you know, like as low as $3.99, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go in there and I'm looking through the movies, and they have a bunch of stuff like, you know, Charles Bronson, the old Death Wish, you know, vigilante stuff, and they have, you know, some old classic, you know, Airplane and stuff, you know, just some fun stuff. And then they had McCain, the life story of whatever. And I look at this, and I took a picture of it on my BlackBerry, so I'll post that up, you know, when I get a chance here, too. And I had a picture on my BlackBerry, and it has, you know, down to $3.99. It has McCain. Get the movie about his life and da-da-da-da-da, 99 cents. So
yeah.
McCain DVD, 99 cents. Well, what do you think is going to happen with Sarah and Mitt Romney's books, you know, a couple of years from now? It's the same thing. It's just a psyop. All these publishing houses, the magazines. I used to love to get Popular Science and Popular Mechanics and Science Digest and all these other. And they got bought up by these same guys. So I'm going, you know, it's all propaganda. And I just, you know, I just can't. You know?
Yeah, well, it's you know, the propaganda is succeeding because rational thought is not being expressed. But Palin and Mitt Romney are both very similar in where they'll lie like just, you know, okay, I'll say it, demons, and nobody's there to correct them. You know, Palin said, for example... Palin said, for example, Russia attacked Georgia without provocation, and Gibson on ABC News said to her, without provocation? She says, yeah, without provocation. you know, and nobody's there to demand she be arrested for high treason or something. She's willing to instigate wars against the great people of Russia for no cause that
okay,
she can articulate but to lie.
Think about
you know,
it.
To steal from our rights here and McCain.
You understand my point that they're going to, they need, the Tea Party needs ballot status. They need 50 state ballot status. They have the structure. It's called the Libertarian Party. So they're going, yeah, you guys haven't been able to accomplish it. You know, you just need somebody to run it for you that knows what they're doing. You know, Wayne Allen Root, all over the states, and this is a thing that, I mean, he's such a tool for these guys. He gets up and he says a story without context. I mean, it just from out of the blue, he repeats it state after state. He goes, you know, let me tell you a story about grouper fish. You know, the grouper is a great fish, very popular, you know, it's tasty, it's yummy, but nobody would buy it. Nobody could sell it. They couldn't get it because, you know, nobody liked the name grouper. So they changed the name to Chilean sea bass. And man, oh man, it's a top seller. Woohoo! Sales soared. And then he goes on to something else. Everybody's left there going, what the heck was he just talking about? He wants to change the name of the Libertarian Party. That's what this whole thing is about. We're going to call it something else. We're going to call it, let me think, maybe something like the Tea Party. You know, so I'm going, what he doesn't know or hasn't realized, there's a guy that was so angry years ago, within the last few years, with the Libertarian Party going status, that he created the Tea Party. You know, he already has one that's a hardcore libertarian. So I'm just going, you know, so is that what he's talking about? I don't think so. So I can see the infiltration. So as activists, and we have, you know, the conduit to the young people and this Lovolution thing, that this free minds that's just out there autonomous on their own can do whatever they want in quick succession. I mean, you give them an idea, man, they're all over it. Love, not war. So we do this. You know, you can understand, whether you agree with it or not, you at least understand from my perspective what a golden opportunity this is to attack this thing at the core, at the center of this, who's doing this and why, by hitting on war.
We want justice. Like, it shouldn't be. I think the whole label system's got to go. We got to stand on indivisible truths that we all share equitably. Nobody wants to be murdered. We want to support the arrest of those who actually did us wrong on 9/11. Despite all the propaganda, we have to trust in the FBI's formal conclusion that they have no evidence linking Bin Laden to the terrorist offense of no questions, no questions. It's the unspeakable horror. Well, it's not supposed to be unspeakable. We have diligent, brave, courageous work that requires of ourselves to truly defend our lives that are being forsaken all over the place. The soldiers are dying in Iraq.
Obviously, 9/11 is an important thing with you, and I'll tell you, just to say, if you haven't listened to the show, I had just this last week for the third time, I have a morning and afternoon show, and for the third time I had on Heidi Byrick, the director of special projects for the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Okay.
So she's on, and she does her thing, and you know, about the militias are coming, and they're rising up, and the people are rising up, and it's a white supremacist and all this kind of stuff, and she just kind of blows over the thing about what happened. She goes on about, you know, the Arizona militia, and they brought guns to Obama coming and everything, and the guy with the AR-15 is black. She kind of, you know, doesn't mention
that.
So what happens is I'm going, you know, Heidi, she goes, well, you know, you're not a conspiracy. We don't put you on the list. I'm like, what the heck do I got to do? I mean, I didn't go to the Continental Congress, you know, because I didn't think they were radical enough. They didn't give me none of the above as an option. I got to, you know, reconstitute the Constitution, the plantation that created this. I'm going, you know, I if I don't get to have none of the, I vote none. Can I get none? If I can't have none, why am I going? So I go, I'm more radical than them. How come I can't make it on your list? Well, Bernie, we're not going to put you on the list because we know you want to be there, so we're not going to put you on the list. So I'm just like, and she goes, well, conspiracy. You know, people that believe in conspiracy, I go, 9/11, 9/11, 9/11, 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. And she's just, they do not want to touch that issue because they have just, it goes to exactly what you're talking about. It proves just how evil they are and to what lengths they will go. And it will not be, oh, this isn't like 9/11. There won't be any controversy over this if we get a mushroom cloud. I'm waiting for the mushroom cloud. To think that it's not going to come is just to be naive. Would they sacrifice an American city to maintain and enhance their global empire? Hell yeah!
Oh yeah.
You know,
that's true.
Seriously, you think they wouldn't? Why would you even think they wouldn't?
Yeah, well, it's official that the American taxpaying suckers are playing mercenaries from third world military dictatorships to gun down police officers dressed up as Al-Qaeda, or that was SAS British officers. We got real criminals, war criminals, that are escaping our authority because we're not exercising our rights equitably to see all people fairly. I know that Palin should have been corrected. I know that Mitt Romney should have been corrected, but for some reason CNN is not serving our interests when they advocate giving vaccines to infants that contain mercury that causes horrific neurological brain damage. They want us brain damaged. They want us to be zombies. They don't want us to understand that bankers never cover the loans, and we need all our stolen money back.
John, let me ask you something. I got to know this. You're in Canada?
Yeah.
Where in Canada?
Winnipeg.
Where's that? Across
Center
Michigan?
Of North America. Manitoba.
Okay, but I mean, you know, hey, man, I'm from America. I got American, public education system. That'll mean nothing to me. What state is below you?
North Dakota.
North Dakota. So yeah. You're right across in Canada and North Dakota. All right.
Yeah.
So you come from what? Why are you so concerned about this? How are you even listening to this radio show? Where'd you come from?
Oh, well, I get to hear it on the Internet, of course, yeah. But, I have concern for all these innocent murder victims being forsaken. I believe in God. I believe we're all part of life. No cause is separate from existence. And I have a responsibility, as you feel yourself do also, to speak against these outrages against our condition. We want justice, and yet these people like Mitt Romney, for example, say, yeah, we want justice, but he'll advocate torturing innocent people and escaping the perpetrators of 9/11 because, like I say, these rational, really simple things of what justice truly means are out the door.
I know the argument. We talk about this. I'm more interested in you. You know, a lot of the people...
Well, Canadian soldiers are dying, too. They're being conned, believing that the Taliban...
John, you're not with me, man. I need to know... How old are you? Where you came from? What awakened you? Why are you involved in this? What have you done in the past? Got to help me out, man.
I hosted. I'm somewhere near 45 or something like that, and I used to host a radio program here in Winnipeg, and so many people tried to sue the university that they had to cancel my show, not because I was saying anything untruthful. Because they just couldn't handle to pay for lawyers to go to court to speak in my defense. Because it wasn't a big money maker, but I was speaking truth to power, and evil people don't like me speaking these things, like in defense of the FBI, in defense of the innocent murder victims all over. I want justice to prevail.
Now, they were threatening lawsuits, okay?
Yeah.
What were the specific things you were saying that they were using to try and get you off the air?
Well, I would say it is in the... If you were truly a Jewish person, you wouldn't advocate the criminal theft of an innocent person's home. That isn't the conduct of a religious person, but an enemy to God's will is, as you were saying, the golden rule, to treat people equitably. Why do you want to steal an innocent person's home?
So I would advocate that those who... The third rail Israel. You're so not allowed to talk about Israel. You know,
yeah.
I know the drill on this. We started, I tell you, I give you a story. It makes you feel a little better. When I first started doing radio, I was a morning show here in Arizona. A major radio station in Scottsdale, Arizona, broadcast, over Arizona. Word up. Here we go. Well, the owner of that particular station was Jewish. He had his own, show and everything. So my thing is, I don't pick on any one or the other. I'm just like, hey, can I keep my money? Why am I spending money in some other country, any of them, including Israel? Why? I don't care. Does that make me? And I asked Heidi Byrick, Southern Poverty Law Center, am I anti-Semitic by saying I don't want any country to get my money, including Israel? Does that make me anti-Semitic? Does it? Well, no, I get it. Okay, then that's how I say stop giving money. Heck no. So what does the owner of the station do? He says, well, you got to talk to this one. You need to get the other side. Absolutely. So I've had on several times. It's time for me to get him on again. He's a vice president of the American Association for Zion or blah, blah, blah here out of Scottsdale. He's an attorney here. So I'll get the boy on. Let's do it. And I go, explain to me how it is that it's different in principle that I should give money here but not here. Of course, he's for all cutting off the Arab world, not giving them any State Department money, but that is different with Israel. Why? Well, because that's the best they can come up with.
Well, they're criminals. They're criminals. They're war criminals. Like, how can you be called an anti-Semite for standing or speaking in the defense of innocent Christian families falling due to indiscriminate gunfire as the Israeli government admits to breaking the truce with Gaza, or having their homes stolen? A person's a victim here, an innocent victim, and you're called an anti-Semite.
The thing is, I don't even get into what's happening over there, because it's happening over there. That's bad, whatever. I don't even care. I just don't want my money going over there. Whether they were good, I don't care if they were handing it out, you know, taking it straight from me and going and helping Palestinian children get education, give them medicine. I don't care. It's not their money. It's mine. You know, stop. I don't even want to get into all that. I don't care. And I raise my hand really high and I go, am I allowed not to care? No. You have to have an opinion one way or another, and who you're going to give your money to or how much. How about just stop stealing from me? Do that, you know, let them take care of it on their own. That's what I advocate. Freedom's the answer. What's the question? We'll find out more when we come back.
This is Blacklisted News Radio, bringing you the intelligent news, information, and analysis you need to arm yourself with. Now, here's your host, Doug Owen.
Yeah, buddy. We're here in hour two. Thank you for tuning into the program. I want to give a big shout out to one of our new affiliates. That's 1710 AM, Liberty Radio. Check them out at libertyradio1710.com. We got John in Canada on the line, and we're talking about the economy, Ron Paul's comments, impending martial law, all these things that we are being berated with. And I do believe that this is somewhat concerted, if you will. It is definitely having a predictive programming effect on the American people, and at the very least, it is something that's disheartening. The admittance to ourselves that there's basically nothing we can do. The government's out of control. The police state will come in and intervene. The American people will beg for it. There's a lot of truth that's coming out in the mainstream media now, and it's very, very chilling to me to see people like Dylan Radigan on MSNBC saying, yes, we do owe $23.7 trillion. And that's just from the $700 billion bailout. The mainstream media and a lot of people are reporting that, well, the banks have paid back all that money. It's not true. It's a lie. But you have a lot of conflicting analysis that's being given on these financial news shows, these infotainment programs, and it's definitely very interesting to see how all of this is playing out. Now, let's go back to John in Canada, who was articulating on this. John, please continue.
Yeah, well, we're being victimized, and for the TARP funds, for example, it's a great study for people who want to understand the nature of this evil we're suffering with is Elizabeth Warren. She's the head chairwoman. She is the chairwoman of the Congressional Oversight Panel on the TARP Fund. She's the top. She hired an independent auditor to look at the books. They committed massive fraud. They were telling you you're buying a dollar's worth of stock from the said company when it was really only 66 cents. And then 6 hours after she purchased it all fell down to a nickel. You know? You lost all your money. And it was a criminal fraud. And again, nobody's there. Understand, there's nobody there to arrest them. She's not, unfortunate, but she's probably a pick for that position. And no, she's not going to be raising her voice. You know, she sounds like a nice person. I'm not saying she's a bad person necessarily, because she did hire an independent auditor and they found the criminal fraud that transpired. But yeah, it's not on the news, and she's been a guest a number of times on Jon Stewart, and she doesn't mention it ever again, and nobody else does. And it was criminal fraud. Again, they're escaping our authority, of which it should be ourselves equitably. We should be treating ourselves fairly, but people aren't. You know, the corporate interests don't see it as a need to defend all these people who have been defrauded of their homes. To think somebody comes to your house and says, hey, I want to lower your payments on your mortgage, sound like a good deal with all your family? Yes, sounds good. Well, I conned you, rates double, tripled, I'm foreclosing, we now own this property, get out. I don't care if you spend 20, 30 years paying into it. You were a sucker then too. We're always suckers to these bankers because we don't understand that it's ourselves that give out credit, which is the awesomeness of Ellen Brown, because she articulates that very clearly and explains it to anybody who's interested. But understand, sure, she's not on CNN. She's not even on Alex Jones. She should be on Alex Jones. If, you know, Alex Jones can't take a lot of other people's calls, you should be able to take hers.
Well, I've got my own opinions about that, yeah, but, you know, yeah, anyway. That's my new show.
Okay, anybody want? Yeah. everybody wants to do the right thing.
Sure. Yeah, no, no. One of the things I do think, John, is that, you know, now we are being berated with this hopeless news that, yes, the entire economy is looted. And they're pushing all of the blame onto Barack Obama. I do want to thank you for the call. We've got some other callers lining up, and I appreciate the point. John, you're always a great caller. But, you know, they're putting all this blame on Barack Obama, his ineptness, the ineptness of government to rein in these banksters. And they really are showing who's in control of the economy. But they're blaming it all on Barack Obama. And, well, they're going to have a solution here in a couple months, and that's the Republicans. Yay! We'll talk about that on the other side, taking your phone calls. This is Blacklisted News Radio.
John, how you doing tonight, man? Welcome to the program.
Hey, Rob. You're breaking up, unfortunately, on my end. I can just sporadically hear you. Can you hear me clearly, though?
Yeah, I can. I can hear you. Is that better? I'm having some issues with my audio here, but is that any better for you?
Yeah, well, as long as you can hear me, I can hear you, but it cuts in and out. You know, I don't know what the cycle is, but I can hear about half of what you're saying, so I think we'll be okay. I wanted to call about, you were talking about these stupid criminals. It's really very interesting because there's so many unbelievably stupid criminals out there, and I know there's a TV show, a series, I can't remember what it's called, something like Stupid Criminals, and they get police officers. And I put some thought into this philosophy or try to understand why it's, well, we know generally why, but I've put some thought into it, and I've found that evil is dumb. It's always dumb. Now, ignorance doesn't make you a bad person, but it does secure the continuation of suffering, and I think it's not only ignorance, it's also ego. Ego gets in the way. And I was trying to think of some good examples, but I think the birth certificate example is really great because I was just listening yesterday on Oracle. One of the hosts was going on about, well, boy, why doesn't Obama show us his birth certificate? And we suffer. And many people die under these kind of circumstances because people hear other people talk and they go, yeah, why doesn't he show his birth certificate? And the fact is, years ago, Obama is the guy who put forward his birth certificate. And there's guys like Michael Rivero over at What Really Happened, who was floored, I'm sure, in his own way, to look at this and have people go, why did they show us the birth certificate? Why don't you just type birth certificate and find out the information for yourself? Because we regurgitate this issue, and it's a form of thought control. But it's ego that gets in the way. Eh? People don't want to – don't make me sound stupid. I should have known that years ago, but I don't. And the issue on birth certificate is under American law, qualify as an American citizen, your mother has to have been at least registered as an American citizen at least 5 years after the age of 16. His mother gave birth to Obama when she was 18, so he's not an American citizen. That's just the law. That's the standing law of American, of your reality. Now, it's our egos that get in the way. It's too terrifying to face that reality. I just want to play the Orly Tate's version. I just want to play what I've heard Alex Jones talk about and his guys. I don't want to see that there's another side to this that terrifies me to know that reality is like that. Now, we suffer everywhere on all subjects because of this. We don't respect people who are really wise or just even know simple math. Again, math is a very solid truth. You know, like with math, Americans pay twice as much per capita than Canadians do. So you're already paying twice as much. Do you say, don't let the government control our health care? Well, they're already taking twice as much away from you than Canadians do. We get full coverage. You're expected to go out and buy private insurance now. You know, but people don't want to face that either. I don't care. No, you're a socialist, and it's just math, right? And like Bush, too, evil personified. He gave you zero evidence, and he said, if you don't follow him, you're a terrorist. If you don't, you're either with him or you're with the terrorist, but he's giving you no evidence to form a conclusion. So it's only in faith, you know. So they have this weird, there's all these people who participate in evil and the criminality of this continuing suffering world. They're not necessarily bad people, but they don't want to, you know, they want to be the rulers of the universe, I think, in some ways, when I listen to Alex Jones. You know, he's at the pinnacle of the spirit, fighting the New World Order.
Masters.
All the bad guys want to be.
Yes, the masters.
All the bad guys want to be God.
Masters of the universe.
Yeah, and all the bad guys want to be gods. And really, that's the most foolish thing I've ever heard, because we know who many of these criminals are. Now, we measure it by proportionality. Some of the biggest criminals are the war criminals and the guys who steal trillions and trillions of dollars. Now,
John,
Right.
Let me hold you right there. We got a break coming up right now, and I definitely want to let you finish that point right there. But I think you hit the nail on the head. A lot of this has to do and chalked up to ego, and that's why we have a hard time, Gailey, getting anywhere with it. Even in our own community, we're constantly confronted with people dealing with things that don't massage the ego. They confront the ego, and it's just a defense mechanism kicking in at that point because no one wants to think that they're inferior. All right, we'll take a break right here, and when we come back, we'll finish our conversation with John in Canada. All right, guys, we are back here for one final segment on tonight's edition of Axiom Radio. We're talking with John in Canada, and he was basically shedding some insight on some of the problems that we have reaching people and just dealing with some of these problems, seeing them for what they are. And normally what we see is ego getting in the way, but you also took your point further, John, so please continue.
Yeah, well, we can't dissolve our egos. I mean, we are who we are. And I'm not saying Alex Jones is a bad guy. I'd love to have an open discussion with him, but he refuses to talk to me, stating that I sound too friendly, therefore, automatically, I'm COINTELPRO. And I've argued that he's living in a comic book world. There's a lot of important issues that he's addressing that I don't know when any real concerned person would include it. But he, to face the scary world, he's broken it down into these classifications that are mostly nonsense because it actually helps escape those who are doing us truly wrong. You know, he'll say all the bad guys are trying to be gods and everybody else is just a puppet. Well, we know who a lot of these bad guys are. You know, trillionaire thieves, I think, are at the top of the echelon of banker fraudsters, you know, and these guys have stolen more than $1 trillion. Some of them personally more than $1 trillion, and Frontline interviewed a couple of them living in their palatial 50,000 square foot Italian marble mansions covered in gold. You know, that's a thief. Now, whether he wants to be a god or not is irrelevant, but it fits well with the comic book version of how these things go down. By just saying all the bad guys are socialists, or all the bad guys are liberals, or all the bad guys are conservatives, and the bad guys should be the criminal, and that is very much, it's a very big world then, and it's very hard to, you know, ascertain which direction to go, but like I say, we set priorities. War is the top priority for me. We gotta get war criminals. You know, they con the soldiers to die forsaken. The value of the soldier's life is not worth the effort to demand evidence to form our conclusions.
The murdering of innocent civilians. I mean, God, think of a war after war after war. Each war, of course, is different, but the millions upon millions of innocent civilians, all called, what do they call it, collateral damage. And it's just, you're right, it's one of those easy ones that you can go out after and hold these people accountable. They lied, people died. It's that simple. That's the charge. let's get on with it.
Yeah, and then we can see that egos get in the way, particularly teenage egos, like particularly soldiers. You know, I'd argue, and people would find this offensive, I guess, but too bad. You know, I would argue soldiers are, if anything, a little underdeveloped. You know, I've talked to many soldiers on the street, and they often talk like 17 or 18 year olds, and yet they're about 22 or 23. And to me, you know, anybody under 30 is almost a child, sort of a kid. You know, they're just developing their minds, and in fact, physically, our minds aren't developed. Completely grown physically until we're in our late 20s,
mid-30s.
28 or so is the time. That's how long it takes our physical brains to actually fill our skulls.
Immature,
you know? So
right.
They're just still developing.
Yep.
Their egos are, we're killing Al-Qaeda and you've been lied to, my friend. Your brother who's died beside you has been lied to also, and more soldiers are dying, and more innocent victims, all because we're not using evidence to form our conclusions. And to do that, we have to hold in high esteem honorable police officers who do the job to the best of our abilities. Like, all these cop shows are great on television, but they mean nothing in the real world. Lessons are lost, and the lessons are old. You know, Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, all these things. People go, well, we don't want to give those freedoms to those people. We want those freedoms only for ourselves. Well, that, you know, it's just, and I could defeat anybody in like 2 minutes in an open debate on that issue, but I can't get on. Instead, you know, Palin, Sarah Palin, we don't want to give justice to terrorists. Well, the bad guys will escape there then, you know. We don't want to give evidence to the Taliban to form our conclusions. Well, then the bad guys escape and they kill Americans and sacrifice soldiers to steal trillions from our lives here. And they are escaping. But I don't know. I'm frustrated like a lot of other people. I know that the truth will prevail. It exists for now, and it's only failures to communicate on Fox News, on CNN. I think Oracle's fantastic, even with the subtle disagreements I have. At least we have open communication, say.
Right.
But this is what CNN needs. This is what Fox News needs. And they don't want to do that for $30 million salaries. Hey, who cares?
And it keeps it a one-sided debate. It keeps their them have the ability to control the information. Because as soon as you get it into an open public forum, then you start fleshing out both sides. And once you have both sides of an argument, people can start making decisions based upon those points made by both sides of the argument. Well, they don't want that. They don't want decisions to be made or people thinking about the actual issues. They want to, you know, they want to keep it with this relationship of a one-on-one, you know, one-on-one relationship where they give you the info and then you can either believe it or not, but you're not going to think about it. You're not going to go somewhere else to come up with a better source of information. You're just going to accept it for what it is and move forward. And I think once we start talking about this, once we start getting and developing conversations and public forums, my God, the answers will be, I mean, they're obvious. These answers are obvious. They're not hard to figure out. Once you put any amount of thought into it, the answers just come right to you. It's almost common sense in a way. John, though, I got to wrap it up, man. I got just a few minutes left, and I really do. You want to finish it up? You have something else you wanted to finish up with, man? I didn't want to cut you short.
Yeah, just a couple of seconds. The biggest argument is banking. When people just understood that, when we will understand that banks don't cover our loans, we cover our loans. They're borrowing us money that never came out of their pocket that we continuously pay them back for. Nobody would agree to that. And that's what they don't want us to understand. No bankers do. And they hold all the power. But that times are changing. But anyway, we'll talk to you again, buddy.
Yeah, awesome, John.
Hello, everyone. It's another Wizards Worldwide Work of Wonder audio spectacular. Hey, 6,400 soldiers are committing suicide each year. What is that? 32,000 approximately have committed suicide. Anybody find any problem with that number at all? You know, they say, oh, the suicide rate's almost double what it is in the normal population. Come on. Nobody's doing the math here. That's impossible. That many people do not commit suicide. But whatever. You know, we see that the commanders that send these Bushites to their death as demonic enemies of man and God tell them that they're bombing innocent people in Iraq because they're suspected to be Al-Qaeda. They're bombing people in Iraq. And there's 175,000 soldiers there. What, you can't arrest anybody? No, of course not, because you're not going after Al-Qaeda. The commanders in the Air Force issue these orders to indiscriminately slaughter innocent people, and the soldiers get shot down as a consequence, being dishonorable Nazi savages. We know already Aegis is Al-Qaeda. We have them on videotape given to us by Aegis themselves, showing us indiscriminately slaughtering people in Iraq as Al-Qaeda, desecrating Elvis Presley. Do soldiers speak out against that demonic organization and demand that they either be arrested or hunted down in the streets and put to death? No, they're going to get Al-Qaeda as innocent families living in Baghdad or just outside of Baghdad. They start bombing people again. Where is the manhood? You know, in Canada, I like to speak to my Canadian brothers and sisters. You know, there are soldiers who refuse to commit crimes against God. They say they do not want to dishonor their oath that they gave to the great American nation, and have decided they will refuse to commit war crimes against an innocent peoples. They've come to Canada, and our government has said, no, they must go to prison. They must obey the demon Antichrist and commit crimes against an innocent populace. They don't want to commit war crimes. It's officially declared by the UN to be a war crime, because there's no cause. See, here's the problem with Ron Paul and all your libertarians in America. He's got nothing to stand on there. Nobody does. You have no cause. It's not the UN's fault. It's your fault as an American for not speaking out honorably for justice ourselves. Why bomb the country if you have complete unrestricted access to go wherever you please without delay? That's like March 7th, 2003. The day, you know, this is just prior to bombing the country. You can go wherever you please without delay. Why bomb the country? You don't have to bomb it, the country, or kill anybody. It's a war crime. They're only killing innocent people. They say it's Al-Qaeda, but they won't gun down Aegis. You know, the military commanders know they are setting you up to die as a bad guy, Bushite Nazi grunt. And these Air Force commanders, for the most part, are living in Florida. You know, they don't get into this altercation. They send you to die as an irrational dumbfuck. And, hey, don't take my word for it. Ask these guys with Sharpton. Look, six guys practically beat to death an innocent man because he's white. People protest in the street against race discrimination. You know? Oh, my God, we got to take a stand against these monsters who practically murder an innocent man because of the color of his skin. No. They want to free those guys, actually. You know, Sharpton doesn't take a stand against American taxpayers paying the salaries of South African death squad goons. And how many black Iraqis do you think there are? You know, these South African death squad goons are killing American soldiers who are black. They're racist, Nazi trash of the worst order. You know? People want to get in arguments with me about the nature of God. They don't want to deal with those issues. See, the nature of God is the science of uncertainty. So, I'm not going to argue with you. I don't care whether you believe in God or otherwise. Use your mind to think for yourself. This isn't a faith initiative that I'm bringing forward. I'm defending the FBI's formal conclusion that George Walker Bush did 9/11 with his partner General Ahmad. It isn't a theory. He closed investigations immediately after the terrorist event of question, according to Tom Daschle, head of the Democratic Party. On Tim Russert's show, Meet the Press, you can get a copy of the transcript. But see? Why won't you support me? Why? Because I'm an honorable man. I demand the execution of those who commit war crimes. Those who are dropping these bombs have to be put to death. You're dropping bombs on innocent families. You know, there's no evidence. Al-Qaeda is General Mahmoud Ahmad. Al-Qaeda is a neocon. Why don't you advocate the bombing of neocons? You know, bombs are stupid. Go after a bad guy. You know, if you bomb innocent families, their survivors will gun you down as best they can. Now, the deaths are at an all-time high. The official deaths, of course, now we've learned, as I told you prior to that information coming out. Remember? I told you. God is of all things, all time, space, okay? I told you prior to coming out, the numbers are 10 times as high. Then what happened? 2 days later, the numbers are 10 times as high. Did I kill those people? No. You know, nobody is separate from existence ourselves, so we all hold responsibility for these actions of all things. You know? I want justice for ourselves to defend my innocent friends who've done no wrong to anybody. But a Bushite Nazi grunt demands they have their assets stolen. And Zionism is something to war for and die as an enemy to God, as an enemy to Christ. A Bushite soldier sacrifices its life. You know, you don't have to die. All you gotta do is stand up as a man. But they don't want to. They're too cowardly. Bushite Nazi savages bomb people indiscriminately and tell us they're virtuous by supporting the Northern Alliance heroin pushers. It isn't a theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. They tell you they're the heroin pushers. The DEA, who's, again, the heads of all these organizations are corrupt. This is the problem. We have honorable FBI officers, but Mueller is a traitor. He won't speak in the defense of FBI officers who have formally concluded Bush's business partner financed the terrorist events of 9/11. In addition, the general was at the White House with Condoleezza Rice working on their invasion of Afghanistan strategy 2 days prior to 9/11 going down. And then George Walker Bush, not the Bilderberg Group, not the New World Order, George Walker Bush, with the assistance of Cheney, I'm sure, told General Ahmad, go to the Taliban now and tell them no evidence will be brought against the accused, and they would be going against Allah and Jihad by persecuting an innocent person they know only to be so, because no evidence will be brought to substantiate their demon arguments. And the man who was fighting for women's rights and fighting to put girls through a girls' school program in Afghanistan, Omar the Just, I said, you're going to need evidence to form your conclusion. Otherwise, you'll be undermining justice for America, justice for ourselves, justice for Allah. But Americans, they just hate wisdom. Look at what I've said about the Gina 6. Don't you think if you're a black man who supports justice for ourselves, you would support my cries for justice in respect to the Gina 6 scenario? These are six guys who almost beat an innocent man to death because he was white. And you don't like that truth? Aw, I want to play pretend, you know? Fight for rights. Look, you got guys who came from Detroit to march in Washington. They're marching in Washington the very day that Nazi forces are threatening to arrest families in Washington for not injecting their children with what is known to be a provable poison. Mercury is a neurotoxin. It causes irreparable brain damage to your offspring. And you refuse to stand up as a man on that issue. You know what it takes? It takes one man out of a nation of 300 million people to call George Norrie. But they don't. You fuck. Americans are just like a cesspool of ignorance and hatred for God. And as a consequence, they destroy themselves. You know? You'd rather see innocent people be slaughtered than stand up to defend your own nation. You need evidence, you fuckers. But anyway, I got off. See, I'm not perfect. I didn't make a mistake, but I'm getting off subject here. I want to get back to the Afghanistan situation. I'm trying to defend my falling brethren, these soldiers who are sacrificing their lives irrationally for no better good or reason understood. They're deeply ignorant and stupid idiots who serve for the demon Antichrist to help escape the neocons for the crimes of 9/11. But back to Afghanistan. The DEA, now the guys who are heading up these organizations, again, they have to be arrested. Mueller has to be arrested for treason. He didn't speak in defense of America, and he still refuses. Tenet is a traitor. Tenet might be just stuck there because he's kind of stupid. Tenet told us that in July, he told the Bush administration there was an impending terrorist attack that's going to occur in New York City, likely fly some planes into the buildings from Bin Laden's crew that's hiding in Afghanistan. That's what he told the Bush administration in July. He revealed that information on 60 Minutes. You can get a copy of that at crooksandliars.com. Now, in August, a month later, the Bush administration gave the Taliban $43 million. Didn't make any noise about their concern of Al-Qaeda's impending terrorist actions. No, nothing. So Tenet needs to explain himself, but nobody says anything. It's only the Son of Man, the man of men, the Son to God, the Creator himself, who says, please, support me. Why can't you support me? I'm not better than you. You know, I'm extremely wise, but I'm committed to equal rights for all people. All souls. You know, but he thinks he's so smart. I hate those smart people who know about things. But the DEA will tell you what they're doing in Afghanistan. They sit around, in fact, I've even seen video footage of this. This is unbelievable. They'll sit around a table meeting with Northern Alliance heroin pushers. It's not a theory. I've seen this video myself. They sit around the table with the heroin pushers in Afghanistan, the guys who actually sell heroin to our kids in Vancouver. That I know you're saying it's just Canadian kids that will suffer with this incredibly addictive narcotic. You know, when you get high with heroin and you don't get another hit, your body goes into convulsions. And a lot of people are addicted to the substance until the day they die. They can't get the drug out of their system. It's extremely, I'd encourage, you know, I'm all for legalizing marijuana, most definitely. And we have to discuss it, and we won't discuss it right now. But, you know, and it's not good to be smoking marijuana, you know, all the time or whatever. But I'm not against it. I think it's a good thing. Abraham in the Bible, God says, hey, spread your seed, man. He's talking about the sense of media, man. That was God's seed there. That was like some primo sensei there. But that's in the Bible. Are you going to disagree with what's written by God in the Bible? You know, again, it's the nature of truth. You people don't understand. The people who criticize religion, you're not smart enough to, actually, you know. But because there's no contradiction in the Bible. Beautiful sites. I'm totally committed to those who want to discuss this, but now's not the time. I'm getting off my subject. The DEA officers that are sent to Afghanistan will tell you this is what they do. They sit around a table with a bunch of heroin pushers, and they look over a map, and they decide what fields to destroy. Now, they're the fields that aren't operated by the Bush Alliance partners, right? They make the decision to say, well, these fields aren't support. These guys don't support the demon Antichrist, so destroy those fields. So it's the Northern Alliance who sit down with the DEA in these meetings to decide and make sure that they don't go after anybody who's aligned with the Bush administration. Now, when you go to all American military outposts in Afghanistan, there's not very many of them, right? They have no commitment to defend Afghanistan. The only reason they're posted to the locations they are is to defend heroin productions. So every single, I don't think there's even an exception here, but I don't know. You know, maybe they'll change things tomorrow. But if you ask any soldier who's been to Afghanistan under the Nazi forces of America, they will tell you their bases are surrounded by poppy fields. That's why the base is there, is to defend these heroin pushers. Now, Canadian soldiers say they will not kill the Bushite because if they, or they will not kill the heroin pushers or arrest the heroin pushers or destroy the heroin pushers' fields because the Canadian soldiers say they don't want to be shot down dead by the drug pushers, right? But they'll let them push the dope into Vancouver, no problem there. See, those soldiers are not defending Canada, just as our government is not defending the innocent in wartime by offering a place for soldiers who refuse to commit war acts, a place of refuge. You know, the government, I have some serious problems with, the Canadian government's decisions. Now, the people in the Canadian government, it's nothing like America, okay? Almost everybody is half honest. They're politicians, okay? Everybody's got something generally they can be criticized over. But our government is nothing like it is in America. However, we've taken a position not to defend innocent people in wartime. I don't think there's ever been a time in Canadian history where the government's actually taken that position, and that's a step backward. I hope the Canadian soldiers will speak out, but Canadian soldiers are just dumb like all soldiers are, you know. And their families watch their lives sacrificed while Al-Qaeda escapes. Anyway. So, where are we going? What's my plan? Like I told you earlier in my last broadcast, New World Orders, we got to get control of the earmarks. Bush stole $50 billion in his first few days in office. He's got to return that money. We got to track down a lot of stolen money. The American pension cash was from Enron was put into the Cayman Islands. We got to get that money back. Got to return all stolen assets of Iraq. They've stolen hundreds of billions of dollars. You have no right to touch a penny of that cash, and that's what American soldiers will war for, the honorable soldiers. Now, I'm hoping there's going to be more than me and 10 guys. Okay, we have to isolate war criminals. Now, whoever's issuing these bombing orders through the Air Force need to be taken into custody, tried, and put to death. They keep bombing people to kill innocent families, so soldiers in turn will be sacrificed as a function of the Pentagon's official military strategy. Again, the greatly honorable Alex Jones has to face as a great man a lot of the challenges I have too. And he does it even better than me. He's, you know, in some respects, you know, he's better apt at speaking on this issue. But it is your official strategy to kill innocent people as terrorists in Iraq on hopes that their surviving family members will gun you down as a demon enemy. And as a consequence, the neocons can pocket all the stolen cash. I'd like to thank the Democratic Party. Finally, it was mentioned on Olbermann that members of the Democratic Party are finally trying to tell America, look how many years of indiscriminate warfare has gone on, but they're finally trying to tell America none of this money is accounted for. $800 billion have been spent and none of it's accounted for. It's a criminal theft. You know, but they haven't been manly enough to defend yourselves, primarily because every Republican is a criminal, okay? Every single Republican in office, just about. We will do criminal investigations. But these guys are demons, man. They're writing blank checks for themselves. blank checks. They write for themselves, and they can pocket the money and do whatever they will with it. You know, the TV, Magic TV people aren't telling you about that. Just like they don't tell you about Al-Qaeda. Just like they don't tell you about General Ahmad. Just like they don't tell you about mercury in your vaccines. Just like they don't tell you about the DEA, the FBI, the CIA. Now, Ron Paul. There's so much of what Ron Paul says I agree with, although I don't believe, or I don't agree, with his conclusions, like the IMF and the World, like the World Bank is a charity that's been running since, these are the Nazis, actually, these are the bankers that were aligned with Adolf Hitler. It's a charity, but all they've done for 50 years is steal our money. They don't do any good for anybody. They're just there to steal your cash. They destroy economies. The IMF is similar. All they do is destroy ourselves. They're not committed to helping any nation in any way whatsoever. So Ron Paul says, you know, you gotta wipe these guys out. Not wipe them out, not kill them. He just, you know, wants to stop allowing them to commit these grievous criminal assaults against our better natures. My disagreement with Ron Paul on that is I want these guys held accountable. I want this money tracked down. You know, that's the problem with the Federal Reserve. The people talk about getting rid of the Federal Reserve. Well, you gotta understand how it's been operating, okay? Why these people are so unbelievably wealthy. Like one of Greenspan's friends recently built himself a mansion out of Italian marble. It's like a 35 or 38,000 square foot Italian marbled mansion, and everything's made of gold and blah, blah, blah. And he's never earned a penny in his life. He's never lent any money to anybody. He just has you convinced with a scam that's been running for quite some time, where they don't lend you anything, but you got to pay them back. And instead of believing in a wise man speaking, you go, no, my religion is the banker. I got to pay the banker always. That's my religion. And that's why every single major city on Earth, you know, with the exception of Iraq, maybe Iran, maybe some, I'm not sure with Syria, but there's very few nations on earth that actually have a society as wise as the Iraqis that don't have the bankers doing this. But in every major city on earth, in our major intersection of our major cities or our capital cities, what do you have there? The biggest buildings, and what are they? They're bank buildings. And in 99.9% of the cases, the only exceptions are, of course, in Iraq, in Iran, and maybe Syria and a couple other places, they're mortgaged. All of them are mortgaged buildings. These are the wealthiest people on the face of the earth who do nothing for nobody, and all bank buildings are currently on mortgage, are currently mortgaged. You know, so you have to understand why that is. They're just constantly there to steal from your life because you fail to understand that I'm a wise man. No matter what I say, I tell you wise things, and look at my critics. I mean, some of my critics are okay. You know, it's all right. You know, you can say anything against me, whatever. It doesn't affect me. You know, it doesn't bother me, really. But you can see that my critics are deeply ignorant, stupid people. You know, they don't hold arguments against my factual findings because they're true, irrespective of what you think of me. It's the FBI's formal conclusion. It's not my theory. It's not my conspiracy theory. It's the FBI's formal conclusion. They're not being left-wingers or anti-Bush. Well, they have, as a natural consequence, have become very anti-Bush. But they weren't being anti-Bush by just doing their jobs to the best of their ability, disclosing that it's Bush's business partner that financed the terror strike in New York City that murdered thousands of Americans, okay? Now, these things that you say are defending your freedoms in Iraq that indiscriminately slaughter innocent families, calling them Al-Qaeda, you don't think they do that to an American family? You know, the British soldiers who kidnap barefoot children and beat them to death on videotape for pleasure. They take pleasure in beating to death innocent children. You don't think they beat to death your child? And look at the Bushite forces. They don't kill those demons. They don't even demand their arrest. They call them heroes, actually. Or they'll break them out of jail. Like, we got cop killers. These guys kill police officers. They were caught by American forces shooting to kill, and actually killed, police officers dressed up as Al-Qaeda with a car filled with explosives, plastic explosives that were likely given to them by Buford Blount, commander of the 3rd Infantry, from Quaqua, Q-A-Q-A-A. He let all 170 tons of plastic explosives be looted, and Petraeus is now getting interrogators to try to torture somebody to tell America that Iran's really responsible. Any real man would kill a Bushite without thought, without question, because they're dishonorable enemies, savages. You know, they don't defend America, they don't defend Iraqis, because their excuse, and this is the only way we can go with this, you know, I'm taking command, as I said, of all military actions, and we're going to bring these guys to justice. But their excuse is, well, my commander told me I had to kill the innocent women and children, so I did. You know, Stephen Russell orders soldiers to kill innocent people indiscriminately, and soldiers don't gun them down. Buford Blount orders soldiers to kill people indiscriminately, and soldiers don't gun them down. Sattler ordered the murder of more than 200,000 innocent people in Fallujah. They wouldn't let anybody out of the city, right? Then they said Zakari was there, dropped 2,000-pound bombs on the place, went house to house, killing every single man, woman, and child. You know, your demon enemy on Coast to Coast Storyline Network there, George Norrie, he liked that. He said he supported killing all boys 15 or so years old because sometime they may pick up a gun. You think George Norrie wouldn't kill your 15-year-old American child? You think he wouldn't? You think, no, he'd just kill any other innocent 15-year-old child, but he wouldn't kill an American child. You think so? You think so? He's too nice? His voice sounds too nice? Nice? He's too pleasant all the fucking time? Every fucking sentence he speaks is the same fucking thing? He's a demon, man, I'm telling you. You can't talk about Iraq. Your nation is at war. He doesn't want to talk about it, man. Except to say he supports the indiscriminate carnage. Art Bell, you can't talk about the war in Afghanistan. You can't talk about the neocon. But he'll tell you he supports stealing all their assets. And he's said that repeatedly. You know, that's what you got to do. You got to steal these people's monies. He ain't going to let anybody speak otherwise. And he's going to be happy, happy, joy, joy, too. You know, they're always happy. No matter how bad America gets robbed and murdered, they're always going to be that way. They're never going to allow you to speak your mind. But maybe they would if you'd try, but people don't. So, I don't know, maybe America does deserve to die, I guess. I don't know. Fuck. Why don't you speak out for Johnny? Johnny America wants to come down to Washington and demand justice for ourselves. Okay, now, so how to do this? How to bring freedom for ourselves? People have to understand who NATO is, who they're killing. You know, again, they're not fighting for women's rights. They threatened to put to death a Christian, and not a single soldier spoke in the defense of that soldier, of that citizen Christian. Not a single soldier fights for women's rights in Afghanistan, but they're saying they're killing innocent people to fight for women's rights and sacrificing their lives, but yet they won't put forward any arguments because they don't have the intellects. There's no leadership. You don't have intelligent folks running our affairs. Look at the debates. I don't know how many people paid attention to this, but they're saying, which comes first, American protections for the American nation or human rights? To defend America is to defend human rights. If you torture somebody to death, you're an anti-American. You know, they're torturing people in Afghanistan. The Canadian government, you know, the vast majority of our elected representatives are very much against torturing innocent people for the pleasures of a satanic devil worshiper. But our leader doesn't want to fight for those freedoms. How difficult would it be to put a Canadian soldier in these prisons to say, look, nobody's torturing anybody here. Torture is against the law. And by the way, do you have any evidence against these people? That's what the soldiers have to do. But American soldiers do not have the intellects. They can't even hold conversations. You know, look at the nation of America. Or never mind that, just think, no soldiers are talking that support Bush. It's not an accident. They're functional retards. They suffer more than half of the members of the 10th Mountain Division, as reported by ABC News, are clinically retarded. You know, that's the official medical term. You're clinically retarded. They suffer from massive brain damage. They don't get them off the force. They don't say, well, look, you're not qualified to fire a gun. No, they keep them in the force, because these are the soldiers they send into villages to kill every man, woman, and child. And CNN doesn't think it's important. CBC doesn't think it's important. I remember talking to the just about everybody at the national desk at CBC regarding the actions of the 10th Mountain Division. We'd go over the available documents. I'd say, look, are you going to make the effort? No, we're not going to cover this, John. Who do you think you are? You know, I constantly get this. You know, more than a decade of struggling. I'd call, you know, the Edmonton Journal, for example. They're laundering money. The Alberta government's laundering money through the Lottery Corporation. Look, here's the number. Send them the information. Talk to them over the phone. They were actually, you know, they actually worked with me up until the editor and the owner stepped in. But all the staff at the Edmonton Journal had a meeting over the information I provided to them. It's a mathematical thing. Again, you can't argue the math. It's, you know, they're bringing in $500 million. There's barely 5,000 machines. You can't, this money, where did it come from? So we're sitting around, or they're sitting around in Edmonton, and I'm on the phone, and they're discussing whether this information should be disclosed to the public. Should the public of Alberta be granted the right to know what's going on, what's transpiring in the Lottery Corporation? Now, I've talked to the RCMP several times, and I've come up to the same roadblocks. You got honorable RCMP officers, but they can't press forward because it's a function of the provincial government. And then I talked to the greatly honorable Gary Dewar here in Manitoba, and he says he can't press forward because of CJOB and the Winnipeg Free Press. These two institutions take millions of dollars through this criminal enterprise, and if he forwards action to defend our community, those two entities will turn against our community. And just like every other populace in North America, the general populace is deeply ignorant on everything. So they want to be able to leverage the ignorance of the masses against forces that demand justice for ourselves because they lose out privately. Too many words. These arguments are, I know what happens. If I speak too much on these issues, I'm by myself. People go, he's using too many syllables. He's an idiot. Don't listen any further. But we need justice. We need to defend ourselves. Realize, nobody disagrees with me, but for those that advocate censorship, those that say, don't let him speak for justice ourselves, when he says nobody can find a cause for the Iraq war, there was no reason to bomb the country. You know, libertarians, as great as their hearts are, do not have the power in their minds to understand. Instead, they say it's the UN's fault, or it's the American government's fault. It's your fault for not speaking out for the interests of ourselves, understanding what freedom is. So, you know, I've looked very briefly at the Liberty Dollar situation, and I can't tell you that I'm an expert at how their operations are run. But I'll tell you, you know, it's, those coins look really beautiful, but just, this is my first impression. 2 tons of coins were seized, and they're made of copper, and they're copper dollars. So, I don't know, is that a you know, the problem with the Federal Reserve, and what's written in the Constitution in respect to the Congress controlling the issuing of currency, is that you do not want private individuals in our public exchange of currencies. So if you've got, the Liberty Dollar guys, like, again, I don't know much about this, but it's not the answer to say, well, another private company will manufacture our currency. You know, how is it profitable? We don't want it to be profitable for people to mint their own currencies. We want, you know, the dollar to be ourselves. It's of our nation's value. And this is why the Congress is supposed to be in control of issuing currency. Right now it's the Federal Reserve, which is for private bankers who make those decisions, and people in Congress aren't qualified. They truly aren't. You know, people ask every Democrat, well, I love Kucinich, and people, Americans, have a hard time supporting him because he's so wise. He's so intelligent. You know, he told you before, he's the only guy I know of there who before the war started said, look, this war has no cause. There's no reason to bomb the country. He's similar to myself. You know, he was smart enough to know that. And that's the only person there. You know, out of all these other guys. And when you talk to them, what does Bush and the Bushites say? They say, well, we got to consult the military on what the next step is. Me as king, I want to understand what we're doing. Okay, if you don't understand, get out of our way or don't participate in the conversation. We want to know what we're doing. You know, Petraeus is not defending American interests by suggesting torturing people to find out that Iran's truly responsible is not going to save the lives of American soldiers. And remember, because the war has no cause, all these soldiers' lives have been sacrificed for no reason, no good reason. There is nothing. If you wanted to save American patriot lives, don't bomb the place. Stop killing innocent people. Stop torturing people. Stop stealing their money. You know, you say all the soldiers aren't stealing the money. Yeah, but the guys who are stealing the cash aren't being arrested. You know, they give them, they sent out pallets of billions and billions of American tax dollars and just gave it out freely to whoever. You know, they try to implicate every soldier into the criminal fleecing of the American virtue or the American values. They're not fighting for America. They're not fighting to even defend themselves, because if they were, these soldiers would be demanding the arrest of Bush, Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, Myers, and Cheney for the crimes of 9/11. They closed investigations immediately after the terrorist event in question. We have video of liquefied steel flowing from the towers like water. Okay, that doesn't happen. Fire cannot liquefy steel. You know, but whatever. So we need some answers here. And I'm the guy. I want some support here. Now, what are we going to do? These guys on Coast to Coast have to be kicked off the airwaves. Okay, Ian Punnett, he's doing a thing on Sasquatch again. Come on. Your nation is at war. These demons don't want to allow you to talk about the war. You can't talk about anything in respect to your sacrificing son and daughter. They are actually dying. You know, well over 30,000 American lives sacrificed. More than a million innocent Iraqis. And it's a topic they don't want to discuss with you. With you, my friend. You know, they play themselves off as the elite. They're better than you. And there's always this, look at how happy we are. And who cares about, I'm not saying it's a crime to believe in the Sasquatch. I'm a bigger phenomenon than the Bigfoot, okay? I'm alive and breathing here. Speaking. Acting. And I'm a god. You know, they don't want to talk to a god. A real god. You know, they don't like those real gods because they're so wise with the world and nobody disagrees with them, because their principled function is to discuss indivisible truths that we all share equally, equitably. They don't like that because I defeat people who don't know what they're talking about constantly. You know, and I can be defeated and I love it. It's great. You know, I can learn something new, not defeated, but you know, if there's something I'm missing in a particular instance of political affairs, and you know, with an open line program, you can call me up on Coast to Coast and say, look, John, you got to remember, Blackwater have no interest in defending anybody's freedom. They're there for the dollars, for the money. They'll tell you that's what they're there for. And Americans are still told that they're lawless and unaccountable and they can't be arrested. Well, they shoot people indiscriminately. I mean, the FBI went out to Iraq, if you've paid any attention to this. They say there was no cause. They were shooting people that were running away from the scene. But it's not that there wasn't a cause. There was a bomb that went off almost a mile away from that position. Did Blackwater just leave where that bomb went off? Because, again, remember, we've caught these private mercenary forces dressed up as Al-Qaeda killing police officers. CBC and CNN, they don't think that's an important news item. Police officers of North America, please support me. I want to clean up the police agencies. We're going to ban the taser until we can have an open discussion and understand, you know, you're not defending anybody there. You know, this guy that they murdered, here's an interesting thing, Poland, people of Polish ancestry, support me, because I'll get justice for this individual. In the video, you know, they start tasering him like 30 seconds or 27 seconds into the altercation, but you can hear the audio in the tape before the officers, just as the officers arriving on the scene, can I use my taser? And the other guy, yeah, use your taser. And they get there, and you can see, actually, that man's reaction to the police officers. He goes soft. And maybe in his mind for that moment, he thought, okay, well, finally, I know these are police officers. And you can see him relax. You can see him, it's a position of his reaction to authority. He goes soft. This is, again, these are through the eyes of God, okay? Very few people can see this. But if you watch the video very, very carefully, look at his mannerisms, look at how the individual reacts. He goes soft. His head tilts to the side subtly, and he's acquiescing to their authority very softly. And one guy, the guy who wants to use the taser, comes at him aggressively, and the Polish man sees this aggression, and he's shocked, and he steps back. What's going on? You know, because he's already he's uncertain of where he's at. He doesn't speak English. He's having a hard time communicating to anybody, and he's frightened. It's that cop who was so excited as a sadist to electrocute an innocent man that got the Polish man reacting. So he steps back. He's not waving punches or anything. He's scared. And they start tasering him, electrocuting him with 50,000 bucks. And then they taser him once. He's on the ground. The guy puts his knee on his neck. How much does that guy weigh? I want that guy with the knee on the neck to be charged with attempted murder. At least manslaughter. He has to be charged with manslaughter. Okay, you're putting your entire weight on the man's neck. Okay, so they've electrocuted him once. Then they electrocute him again. Then they electrocute him again, and he's dead. And as they've said in the news, they make no effort to revive him. I thought they're there to defend people. Okay, now, what is my idea? Why are these police officers like this? I want to know what their ages are, because you know what I suspect? I suspect these guys joined the police force in the last 5 years. I think all police officers who have joined the police force in the last 5 years should be on probation, because we've lived in a very sadistic society since the Bush junta has stolen our power. Anybody who wants to join the police force today, particularly in America, but also in Canada, you know, I'm not saying this is the case always. I'm saying if people who are sadists are inclined to join the police force because they see American police officers gunning down innocent people and they don't get arrested. Did you see that police officer taser the woman practically to death? And you could tell, again, through the eyes of God, and it's through the eyes of you as a man or a woman if you pay attention. You know, you can see the officer, he puts the woman in the back of the car, he leaves the door open. He leaves the door open because he knows that she's upset over him acting authoritatively over her free soul. He leaves the door open, you know, in the cop car. He wants, you know, you come out of that cop car, I'll have to taser you again. He wants to taser her. He wants to do that to her. He wants to hurt a woman. And he weighs like 320 fucking pounds. And you see the enjoyment he takes. Was he charged for a criminal offense? You know, prior to Bush, he would have been charged with a criminal offense. Men of that community would have stood up and demanded some accountability. But you see in that video, you look out the back window of that cop car. What do you see? See four or five burly men. Like, these guys look like they go to the gym on a regular basis. Four or five of them. Like, big fucking muscled guys. So they're like 10 meters away from a single cop who's electrocuting a woman over and over and over again, and they're sipping their pop drinks, watching this woman be electrocuted by this sadistic Nazi cop. And they don't do anything. In Johnny's world, that wouldn't happen. In my world, that wouldn't happen. A cop that's openly victimizing an innocent woman who doesn't need, again, he's like 300 pounds. You can't restrain her? No, he wants to hurt her. Just like these cops who murdered this Polish man. You can hear it in the video. If you listen carefully, you can hear the audio. The guy's all excited about tasering somebody. He wants to electrocute somebody. You know, it's not about protecting the area or trying to secure somebody who's frightened. You know, it would have been so easy for me in that situation. I, you know, hey, how you doing? Where are you from? Oh, it's okay, you know. Show him a map, you know. Draw a happy face. You know, he's not hurting anybody. Sit down on the floor and say, hey, come sit down. Pat the floor. Come on. Sit over here. Come on. What's the problem, buddy? Come on. You're missing, you know, we'll find somebody, we'll translate. You know, you can... People feed off each other in the way you present yourself. These cops are going to hurt you. So there has to be some accountability in police action. So I want to have a moratorium on tasering. You can't taser anybody anymore, okay? And I don't want to make that official distinction or decision. And then everybody goes, well, he's being a real dictator, Johnny Wizard is. I want to have open discussions on using these forms of weaponry. You know, if you have a gun and the guy's actually got a knife, or he's threatening to kill somebody, or he's threatening to punch a police officer, shoot him in the leg. How about shooting him in the leg? If it's like a life-threatening situation. You know, but all the video we have of these murder victims that get tased to death, they don't have weapons and they're not threatening really anybody. Like the woman being electrocuted, If you haven't seen this video, I beg you to, because you'll see these things in the background, these men, they've got all kinds of muscles. And there's a bunch of them. Not one of them can say, hey, stop electrocuting this woman! What the fuck are you doing? Well, nobody can say that. You have no power or will to defend a woman that's being electrocuted right in front of yourself? No, they're going to drink their pot drinks. It's a shoe. Let's watch a 320-pound fat piece of shit hurt this woman. And what's a crime? Who knows? Who knows what the background is on that? All we know it was completely unnecessary and that he took pleasure in electrocuting her and wanted to continue by leaving the cop car open. Yeah, leave it open. Let's, you know, you come out of this car, and she's, you know, whatever her... I know what's going on there. And maybe I can better articulate it if I spend some time meditating on it to find better words. But hopefully you can hear where I'm coming from on this. So, yeah. So we do that. We understand. We have some very big job responsibilities in front of us all. Neocons, all of them, every single one of them has to be arrested and put into custody. Now, we're not torturing any of them, okay? But they're all guilty, pretty much. We'll try each and every one of them, okay? You look at the neocons when they talk about Pakistan. He's arrested lawyers. You know, they arrested human rights workers. They arrest people who are running in a democratic opposition. He's arrested these people, and that's their crime for being a lawyer. And they say, well, we have to cooperate with him because he's fighting the war on terror. You know, there is not an automatic response to say, no, that is terrorism. You know, and again, Musharraf, he's the same as Bushites. You know, he kills these people, says they're Al-Qaeda. Who's Al-Qaeda? You know, can you imagine any nation on earth, you know, the leader that you have there starts bombing your own cities, doesn't arrest anybody, just starts bombing cities and say, we're killing Al-Qaeda. We do not want to go there. You know, we need evidence to form our conclusions on who's good or evil, who's a criminal and who's a free agent. Okay? So I want those who are responsible for the crimes of 9/11 to be arrested. Now, people, we're unbound when we talk about this issue because there's so many aspects to it. And in your mind, you perhaps know, I can't control it all, so I'm not going to do that. I got to support Bush in faith. And somehow, if I keep supporting Bush by not speaking against the demon, justice will prevail eventually. No, you have to fight for justice today. Bush has to be arrested, okay? Cheney has to be arrested. And they can have lawyers, but they're going to be going to jail for life or they're going to be put to death. Okay, now, there's a lot of issues here. You got to understand, those who cooperate with Rumsfeld, they die. Rumsfeld cannot risk having them survive. And it only makes sense. You know, if you're committing a huge terrorist act against America and you cooperate with a neocon, they will kill you because they don't want you to survive. Why take the risk? You know, this is the nature of why evil destroys evil, why Bushites kill Bushites for stolen nickels. You know, a guy who aligns himself as an enemy of America to steal your money while cooperating with Rumsfeld will kill. Why let that thing survive? It can't be trusted. You know, there's no honor among thieves because they can't trust themselves. They shoot each other in the head or kill each other. So that's a good thing. You know, and any one of them can be saved at any time. You just say, listen, there's all kinds of ways of doing this. You go, look, we offer rewards. We say, look, if you were part of the terrorist atrocity in New York City and you played a part in setting the explosives, we'll offer you amnesty and perhaps $10 million, and it will be a secure amnesty, okay? But I'm going to need lots of money here, or I'm going to need America to support me, because I don't have $10 million. I don't even have fucking $10 to feed myself. I'm losing weight, and I'm practically starving to death here. Okay, but, you know, if all goes well, this is what America could do to bring these guys to justice. You offer amnesty and $10 million to those who set the explosives into World Trade Center 7. And you do it through a legitimate police action, and I will head that department, okay, of officers that can be from any officers can participate, and it'll be naked, or not naked, well, yeah, it's naked, but I mean, it's completely see-through. There's nothing hidden, but for perhaps the identity of the individual who will take the $10 million and will be provided God security, okay? We're talking serious business here. And we do that. Now, listen. If none of them take the cash, they'll kill themselves. They can't be trusted, right? A Bushite will kill. He'll say, well, look, this guy, he can't be trusted. He's a Bushite, like me. I'd kill an American for $5 easy. He can't trust me. I can't trust him. He'll take the $10 million and be provided security for the rest of his life, living happy, while I'm either spending the rest of my life behind bars or publicly put to death for high treason. And that's how it'll work. Yeah, there you go. Again, there's no honor among thieves. You know? Hopefully you know. Concentrate. Pray on that. Meditate on it. Think about it and you'll realize it's a phenomenally excellent idea. You know, or I shouldn't have said they'll be provided God protection. God protection, I mean, we're all committed to trying to help save ourselves from tyranny. Now, not all the people, a lot of people are controlled through psychotic drugs, you know. Not everybody, perhaps, I don't know, we'll have to see, but not everybody who cooperated with Rumsfeld to kill Americans perhaps was cognizant. Well, I know for sure a lot of them aren't cognizantly aware of it because that's how these strategies go down. They implement just as Peter Power does. All kinds of people in Scotland Yard, but those people in Scotland Yard didn't want to kill Brits, but he puts them into the crime scene like you do with the terrorist drills as occurred in America. Support my rise to popular acclaim. I want to get on coast to coast. We'll demand these demons arrest. We'll work through our continuing problems. Again, it's an open line forum. Not like what Art Bell has now. You know? Or George Norrie and Ian Fuckett. You know? Mr. Fucking Sasquatch, where your nation is being destroyed. You know? Your soldiers are dying, like 30,000. Like, look at that. All these soldiers are dead, and I'm still watching the news, and it's as they did in the debate, and I guess a little further on, you know, it's not even a concern, really. You know, it's still about 33,000 soldiers or 3,800 soldiers have died. Well, no, we already know it's 10 times that amount. Can't you be honest now that we all know they're still going to continue on with the bullshit show? Stop saying that. You know, and let's find out what these suicides are. The number's too high. It's either these soldiers were sacrificed for this criminal war, and they were counted as suicide so that families wouldn't receive their insurance payments. I don't like the fact that any soldier's treated any better than any American citizen. These things have not done anything virtuous but war against God and war against freedom. You know, they want special rights. No special rights. Everybody's treated fairly. But we have to look into this and find out how their lives have been wasted. You know, how can that many people cannot commit suicide unless they're directly waking up and feeling guilty about what they've done and then committed suicide. And I say, no. God forgives all, if you're truly asking. Okay, this is the thing. I'll forgive anybody. I'd forgive Hitler if he asked me, you know, openly and honorably and honestly. As that's nothing is separate from existence ourselves. Everything is innocent. That's why God can't generally cast judgment separate from ourselves. But you, it has to be an honest position. You can change your evil ways, Bushite Nazi grunt fuck. You can become a real man and go, look, I feel bad about killing these innocent women and children. I was in the Air Force dropping bombs on Fallujah and we murdered over 200,000 people using, napalm and white phosphorus. I want those who are responsible for issuing those orders to be brought to justice. I was just obeying orders and my head was cloudy and I don't think it was right to kill all those people indiscriminately so the neocons could further destroy my dying America. Johnny Wizard is a great man. Truly a great man. So support me. Or die, I guess. You know, you're either going to support me or you're going to die. Yeah, whatever, fuck, I guess. You know, whatever you want to do. We got to stop. All vaccines will be halted until people understand the science behind what they're doing. Now, again, I think it's a sadistic thing or whatever it is. You know, when's the last time we've had German measles? People have to understand influenza is a constantly mutating virus. You have to know that. The World Health Organization issues orders every year to say the next year so many people will die from a certain strain. So they put out the strain and that's how many people die, and they're 100% correct every time. You know, you got to understand, it's the World Health Organization that just murdered your family or members of your family with an influenza shot. And then when you go on the bus and you sneeze this constantly mutating virus, you know, or slowly mutating, I mean, everybody's getting the same strain, and then it subtly changes, and then you sneeze, and the people who didn't get the shot end up getting sick and dying. and the dumb fuck or the Republicans, the right-wing Nazi fucking enemies of humanity, say, oh, there you go. See, he didn't get a shot and he dies. No, he was murdered by the World Health Organization. So we got to better understand what we're doing. Now, mercury, now, these are, I want to hear what scientists have to say on these issues. See, it's never on TV, never on the radio, never in the newsprint. There's one or two books in the, on the face of the planet who even discuss this subject. So it's not like, oh, it's widely known and you're just an ignorant son of a bitch. No, no. You think of all the doctors and all the nurses who give these shots and none of them know what the fuck they're doing. Because there's no material or information available. You know, but to know, mercury is a neurotoxin. Why are, you know, Bush vetoes a ban on mercury. He says, no, we're going to keep putting mercury in your veins. And, you know, guys like Colbert, the Skeptic magazine, like, isn't this, like, that's really demonic, the guy who runs that. Like, it's just wicked evil. Like, we got to find out what is psychologically motivating this person to be so ungodly and evil. But he was on Colbert's show. He says, oh, yeah, we don't do that. Yeah, you do. You know, but he's on there. Colbert doesn't, you know, I like Colbert. He's all right. You know, he's kind of crazy in this crazy world. But he doesn't know anything about it. And he supports this madness. And then, those who say 9/11 was an inside job or are conspiracy theorists. No, that's where all the evidence is. So we need to discuss things much better than we have been. So support my rise to popular acclaim, you fuckers. And we'll love each other as we should, committed equally and equitably to bring happiness and prosperity for the human species. Or we're going to continually die like this. Again, NATO commanders command Air Force grunts to just bomb people indiscriminately, and then they say, it's Al-Qaeda. You know, but they don't respect your freedom enough to tell us who's Al-Qaeda and why didn't you just arrest somebody? You think it's Al-Qaeda. Well, if you knew for sure that's who that person was, why didn't you just send some soldiers over there and get them? Why did you bomb a village and kill every inhabitant present, you know, as they've done repeatedly in Afghanistan? You know, they'll keep killing all these people, and then they send in the grunts or the army guys in Iraq. It's like this. You know, they'll bomb someplace. So it's really the Air Force that's an enemy of American forces in Iraq presently. They'll drop bombs, and then they say, yeah, send a military in there now. Or those people who survived will leave the city and go and hunt down Bushite as best they can. You know, all the stolen money from Iraq has to be returned. Oil revenues will be shared equitably. That means everybody has an equal share. They don't want to do that. You know, no. The American Bushite-aligned oil companies are going to take the majority of the money for the next, you know, they say 30 years, but the thing that people don't realize is they've also have included in those contracts the ability to ban the knowledge on how to operate these facilities. So they won't allow anybody in Iraq to learn. They'll, as they've done, they'll kill school teachers. You know, they'll kill reporters and journalists, or just put journalists in Guantanamo. So Guantanamo's got to be shut down. That's where you actually have to raise your gun. You know, that's the instance where it's as clear as day. An innocent person will not be held in prison. We kill you. I'm serious. This is when you actually have to hold up your gun, soldier, and maybe have to shoot somebody. These things who are running Guantanamo are enemies of every member of the human body politic. Okay, the Magna Carta's got this down pretty much completely. And all throughout our history, we've faced this challenge before. You know, those who support Guantanamo are true. They are actual demons. You know, they'll give you any excuse, you know, to deny you to know that it's an innocent person, man. You fucking die, you Bush bitch Nazi fuck. You know, you got no evidence against the person. It's a person that's been kidnapped. Don't tell us you got some fucking bullshit top secret intelligence that you can't tell us about. Die, Bush, I die! Okay? So that's going to be serious. Guantanamo is our first target. And every Republican who disagrees will be arrested for treason and without bail, and we'll fucking try them for treason, and they'll be put to death or spend the rest of their lives behind bars. Republicans are our enemies. Look at the debates. The Democrat debates, well, they're all... None of these people are qualified except for Kucinich. And then the Republican debates, these things are demons. All of them are demons, except for Ron Paul. Ron Paul's pretty cool. He's got lots of great ideas. I support Ron Paul on a lot of things. I just, like with Alex Jones, I just disagree with his conclusions everywhere. I want accountability. We can say the Federal Reserve is fucked, but just getting rid of the Federal Reserve is not going to answer our problem. Like the Liberty Dollar. We don't want private interests creating a new currency. We want it to be accountable to the public because it's the public's currency. So we have to go back to the Constitution. So the libertarians, they say they support the Constitution, but they don't really support the Constitution because all government is bad. Now, the reason libertarians always say all government is bad is because they don't have the intellect. They don't know anything about Social Security. Get rid of Social Security. Well, no, it's got to be fixed. All this money's been stolen. No, that requires intelligence. I don't have that capability, so destroy it. Well, you know, it's to help elderly people, man. It's to help our grandmothers. I know you don't care much about your grandmother because likely you've got lots of money and you're wealthy, but there's a lot of other people, okay, that have grandmothers that are deeply loved and cared for, and if we can find a good way, not what's going on there now. It's just a free-for-all. Bush took $700 billion out of those accounts. You're only getting 2% on your return. Somebody's been skimming money off that since its inception, practically. All that money's got to be brought back. And that's kind of the thing. It's always much more difficult. So I support Ron Paul, except to say the fight's going to be a lot more difficult. We got to hire a lot more cops, investigating police officers, not cops that go around tasering people, but cops that can read and investigate who we got all tracked down. And the great thing about all my police actions are that everything is a see-through. You can inquire about it. It'll all be public information. It'll be much like that show 48 Hours on A&E. That show is excellent. That show is fantastic. You know, where you follow police officers going after suspects for criminal offenses, and they follow them through the first 48 hours of investigations. That's fantastic. That's the kind of thing we want to be doing in respect to tracking down the money that's lost through all these scams, like earmarking 36,000 pending checks. Nobody knows where the money's going. Again, Howard Dean, best example, $16 billion, nowhere to be found. Just gone. A Republican signs a blank check for himself, and nobody knows where the money went. Okay, Bush took $50 billion. We got to track that money down. And again, even the bullshit story, you know, if you understand what the bullshit story is, he says, well, we gave the money to Saudi Arabia. Well, Saudi Arabia is the wealthiest country on the face of the planet. They have trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. You, as an American taxpayer, are going to give them $50 billion worth of weaponry to silence voices for freedom in that country because they don't offer freedom. There's no constitution there to defend the rights of Saudi Arabian peoples. Now, the people there are pretty stupid. Okay, they all wear exactly the same clothes. They all talk exactly the same. And that's, I guess, part of the frightening thing of it, is people are fearful to see how the human mind can be controlled. And I'm sure they use it as an example, the Bush junta. They look at the people there and they go, yeah, we want the American people to be like that, where we can control their thoughts, their religion. You know, and this, the religion of Saudi Arabia, the Wahhabist sect, is not from the Quran. They don't follow the teachings of the Quran. They don't follow the teachings of Muhammad. You have to treat people equitably. You know, you're giving this government, which is private mercenary controlled. It's the company Vanel. So, you know, their police forces aren't Wahhabists, right? Or they are, because they fight for what the Wahhabists say. No Christian can die here. No Jew can die here. So their police force, which was headed up by Buford Blunt was one of the military commanders of the Saudi Arabian military prior to the Iraqi conflict starting up. Bush, on behalf of America, hired a Saudi Wahhabist who goes after Christians and Jews in Saudi Arabia to lead the 3rd Infantry into Afghanistan, giving out 170 tons of plastic explosives, ordering soldiers to indiscriminately murder anybody, and stealing our money. You know, they stole all the cash. You go on thieving expeditions. The Saudi Wahhabists did that. And the grunts don't even fucking care because they don't have the minds. They're, you know, functional retards. Most people who suffer from mental handicaps in comparison to the general public are actually more loving than a general person is. If you've worked with mentally handicapped people or you know some mentally handicapped people, they're gentle, loving people. More so than the average member of the body politic. These are good people. These are loving people. Okay? But when we're talking about American soldier minds, they poison them with all kinds of substances. When they hold these bazookas, again, through the eyes of God, nobody can see this apparently, or some people can, but if you look at video footage of a Bushite grunt shooting some bazooka-type weapon, you can see the forces of the munition sending out a wave that goes right through the soldier's skull. Like, you can see the wave on the video. Like, you got to really be careful. You got to look really closely. But you can see the wave passing through the soldier's skull. I'm sure that this is causing the majority of brain damage for American grunts. Plus, they give you all kinds of poisons, and then they give you uppers. You know, you're taking narcotic pills that are classified at the same level as crack cocaine, the same addictiveness as crack cocaine. So, you know, they're putting them full of drugs, you know, messing up their brains with these shockwaves. And as a consequence, your son or daughter dies for a war that's got no cause. There's no reason to bomb the place. If you wanted to save American lives, why didn't you just say, don't bomb Iraq? There's no reason to bomb it. Now, we had millions of people marching in the street, but CNN and CBC wouldn't take our calls. You know, and I'm the perfect example here. You know, Mr. Time here. I'm a, you know, Mr. Time space guy. I showed you prior to, or as we were going through, I'm phoning the CBC National News. I'm going, listen, we need to discuss the fact that there's no cause for the war. We have unrestricted access to go wherever they please. Look, just put a broadcast out. I'll produce it myself, I offered. You know, deputize these soldiers into inspectors. They don't have to kill anybody. Just walk them in. There's nobody shooting at them. Saddam says you can go wherever you please without delay. And then he said, take over the media. Is Saddam breaking the law anywhere? Is he treating anybody inequitably? You have all these mechanisms of demonization that are implemented on the minds of the general viewer to say what a terrible person he is. Oh, all kinds of people are being tortured or whatever. If that was the case, fight for freedom. Just like they do in Afghanistan, women are being abused. Fight for the women's rights. They don't say anything. You know, they don't fight to defend ourselves. All they do is bomb people indiscriminately and then get shot back at and die. And that's exactly what the Pentagon's official strategy is, implemented by, initially, Rumsfeld, is to kill innocent people as terrorists in hopes that they'll gun down the soldier and you'll get caught into a conflict where the neocons can take all our cash, as they're doing and as was reported on Oberman. Finally! Thank you, Oberman. Well, it's not Oberman, actually. It's the members of the Democratic Party. You know, finally, they're saying this money isn't accounted for. It's not going to save a soldier in Iraq. It's not going to save a soldier in Afghanistan. You know, and I told you this earlier. You know, initially, I forget what the numbers are. Initially, the war cost half as much per month in the first war, or the first year of the of this war in Iraq. So, and that's when the most expensive things took place. 38,000 strikes in Iraq to indiscriminately murder at least 100,000 people that were told Bush wants to save them. And he gave Saddam 48 hours to leave, and then Saddam, as we learned just a couple months ago, Saddam agreed that he would leave to save the lives of Iraqis, so Bush started bombing immediately thereafter, 6 hours into his offer of 48. And all the women that worked at the telephone exchange buildings were all indiscriminately slaughtered. They bombed, you know, all the public infrastructure. Why are you killing all these people indiscriminately? Then the soldiers moved into Baghdad, indiscriminately slaughtering everybody, shooting people every which way, all over. You know? And then Tommy Franks, and then there's calm, and then Tommy Franks, well, we can't have calm because I can't rob the central bank. So he kills the police officers at the museum, confessed to by over fucking 100 witnesses, and the soldiers themselves said that's what they did. So Tommy Franks, you know, could fucking rob the bank. And they killed all these people, so we want all that cash returned. Tommy Franks has to be arrested. NATO commanders have to be arrested. Most fucking definitely. Who's ever ordering these bombing campaigns must be tried for war crimes and put to death. We put the Nazis to death, we'll put NATO commanders to death. Okay, they keep issuing orders to indiscriminately slaughter people. And the Magic TV, again, just as they wouldn't report people who tried to tell you about how the war has no cause, so too they tell you, oh, they just killed the Taliban, Al-Qaeda. Well, every time, without exception, we find out who these people are. It's another innocent family, or an entire village, or an entire city. The city of Fallujah. You know, they wouldn't let anybody out of the city and said, no, we're here to protect you. We love Fallujah. We're just going after Zakari. Wouldn't let anybody out. Then killed everybody. Went house to house, throwing grenades into houses, killing all inhabitants present. Everybody was an insurgent. And CNN did a special called The Anvil of God to tell you about how these child killers were heroes. Remembrance Day for the next 1,000 years will be on CNN. They're demonic propagandizing with that with that documentary called Anvil of God, sided with the facts. You know, you will see how demonic the people are at CNN when you know what the truth is and know that they couldn't possibly have gotten it wrong by accident. They are purposefully working to propagandize our families so Zionist enemies of Israel can steal more cash from us as the unsuspecting victims. They give this money in kickbacks to organizations like AIPAC and Near East, or the Mideast, what is it, Near East Foreign Policy Group. Like, all these guys have literally millions of dollars that they get from Zionists in Israel, who in turn got it from Republicans, to sell propaganda to have you think that dropping 7 million landmines on Lebanon is an act of love. Over 170 towns and villages. 7 million landmines. CNN doesn't want to tell you about it. CBC doesn't want to tell you about it. These children will be murdered indiscriminately for decades. They don't even want to, you know, we need justice. A Zionist is an enemy of God. Read the Old Testament. Read the New Testament. Read any fucking biblical text, practically. These are enemies of God. You know, they're enemies of Jew. They leave Jews to starve to death in the streets of Israel so they'll attract more charitable aid, as so reported by the Jerusalem Post, that they can use that money elsewhere. As reported by the Jerusalem Post, contacted people in the government and said, why are you starving people in a garbage dump? Why can't you give them some form of social assistance? And they said, we purposefully underfund it so we can get more charitable aid. Jews, they starve on the streets in Israel. And then they'd show the people living in garbage dumps, broadcast internationally, spent millions and millions of dollars to broadcast this hour-long infomercial. I'm sure most people have seen it, where they show the people actually living in a deserted dwelling with garbage about a foot and a half throughout the entire place. And these things are sleeping in the garbage, eating in the garbage, and they have the video footage of it, of them going through the house. And then you see the old ladies on the street begging for money to feed themselves. And these guys are the most despicable culture that's ever existed throughout all time space. There's nothing more evil than a Zionist of Israel today. They'll steal an innocent person's home, and then you as an American give them $200,000 to leave the house. It's a payment. They stole an innocent person's home at gunpoint, then you as a taxpayer give them $200,000 to leave. So they take the $200,000 and they go, oh, thanks a lot, sucker. And then they just steal another house, and then you as an American taxpayer give them another $200,000. Now those Zionist enemies of God who steal those innocent people's homes at gunpoint by Nazi savage soldiers who are never held to account for war crimes, as they will be. Christ is coming down to fucking Israel, and we're going to put these Nazi fuckers in jail for shooting people indiscriminately. That's an act of murder. You're put to death for that in my world. In fact, you will be put to death. I'm coming down to Israel. The loving God is coming to Israel to bring justice for ourselves, to be treated equitably, to be treated fairly. But they continually steal all this cash. So a lot of these things have like hundreds of millions of dollars that steal innocent people's homes. But again, there's an innocent Jew who's starving on the street, begging for spare change. And these things that steal hundreds of millions of dollars from Americans by confiscating an innocent person's home by gunpoint, they won't give the fucker $5 to save his own brethren. But yet he says, God says the Jew is allowed to do this. Blame the Jew for this. They say that that's what's in scriptures. No, Jews don't do that. You know, the fundamental teaching of the Jewish religion is that don't do to others what you wouldn't want to be done to yourself. Do you want your home stolen, all your possessions stolen, to be sent to live in a concentration camp, deprived food and water? Do you want that as a Jew? And the Zionist says, yes, I do want that. So they justify and legitimize the actions of Hitler. And they say that's not what a Jew does. A Jew is a beautiful person who believes in God and believes in the Messiah. You know, people don't even know this. People who aren't familiar with the Jewish tenets of religion. Or the Jewish Jubilee, for example. Ask John Stewart, who says he's a big Jew with a big dick. He's funny. You know, he says he's a big Jew. He says he doesn't believe in original sin. Ask John Stewart what the Jewish Jubilee is. Well, I'll tell you what the Jewish Jubilee is. The Jewish Jubilee has been practiced for thousands of years. And what this is every 50 years, a Jewish family gives up all their possessions and starts again on their own. Now, why do they do that? Because they know this story of the Old Testament. And they also, they're Jews no matter where they live on earth. They believe in God being Jewish Canadians. You know, that's the teachings of the Jewish faith in the Old Testament. Believe in God wherever you're living. It doesn't matter that you live in Israel. You know, people are shocked. It's like the you think that that's shocking. Wait till you read the Quran. It'll blow your frickin' mind. You know, it'll blow your mind. And I'm here to say, hey, it's pretty cool. That's right. There's a creator. You know, and there's all kinds of cool stuff I can show you. And I can bring about such a better world. If you just believe in yourself as much as I do, I know you have the potential to fight for freedom. I know justice is important to you. If you'd only believe in yourself, that you have rights here too, my brothers and sisters. Extend me a few dollars so I can feed myself. Do not let me starve to death. Please do not let me die this way. Do not let me die as you're expected to by Zionist command. Do not let the Zionists win. Let justice win. I'm an equal citizen. I'm a partially fictional character. You know, people go, ooh, he's written. No, I'm just playing, man. I'm doing whatever I can with the power of words to bring about a better world where we respect ourselves, again, equally committed to freedom for all. Evidence is a requirement to convince ourselves of something. Those who say otherwise, you know, if they're warring us, we have to war them back. Those who support Guantanamo are enemies of all humans being. They are innocent people. What can't you figure? An innocent person shall not be imprisoned. That's the Magna Carta. You know, those who argue otherwise, we arrest for treason. And if they have a gun, you have to fucking, I don't know. You guys have to support me. That's all I can say right now. But this show's gone on way too long this time around, but I think it's going to be a good one, though. So I'll hear from you guys soon. Love you later. Bye.
Winnipeg, John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. John, Winnipeg, go
ahead. Hey, how's it going, Ian?
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm listening to you guys as normal, and, you know, I hate to be the bad guy here, but a free market dreams, or pipe dreams, without any accountability is totalitarian dictatorship. And the difficult thing...
What do you mean without accountability?
Well, you know, it's hard to find out exactly where to start. I'd like to maybe refer to a couple of positions that Ron Paul has, but essentially, to make it really simple, you want the best service possible with the dollars allotted. It's just a really simple thing. The unfortunate thing is that it's an intellectual challenge depending on what issue you're talking about. If you talk about Ron Paul in respect to Social Security, for example, the one thing he's forgetting to tell you about, or perhaps he doesn't know, is the Bush administration has taken over $700 billion out of those accounts, not to go to people... Pardon me?
There are no accounts.
Well, no, no.
You know too much about this, but the way Social Security works is the government takes money in and spends it immediately.
Right. It's a trust fund. It's a trust fund, but the money... Pardon me?
They're lying to you.
Right. And so, but I mean, right. So if you wanted a free market system, you want to understand where the money's coming and where it's going, who the money's put, you know, where the money's going into whose pocket. Like, if you look at your healthcare industry, for example, you guys would say...
Free market would be me choosing, me being able to keep the money I earn and me deciding how to spend it. There's no system. It's just a free market. I don't understand why you're calling it a system.
Well, you have to have a fire department. You have to have police guys. You need...
protection and all higher protection services if necessary.
Well, there's other people that live in your city, though. You know...
If they can't afford it, then they can ask for assistance from local charities.
So there'll be different tiers of freedom. People who can't afford freedom don't get freedom, and those who can afford to have a...
have more money.
Right, but a person who can't afford a private mercenary force that's not accountable to a rule of law would... Pardon me?
Most people don't need protection services. All they need are locks on their doors and a gun in their bedroom. Most people don't need that. You know, there are the occasional crimes that happen, in which case an insurance policy would be sufficient, and those insurance policies wouldn't have to cost very much because, again, crime doesn't really...
Well, those insurance policies would be predicated on a definitive line of some rights being infringed somewhere. So that's what freedom is. You all agree nobody wants to be murdered no matter who you are. So, I mean, these are the things. You set out principles that all people would adhere to defend yourselves as a free, liberated people. If you have second-tier citizenry, or third tier, or whatever, you're gonna live in a society that's unfair. But let me just give you the example.
I've got to correct you because you're using terms all over the place that aren't necessarily accurate.
Which one?
A citizen presumes an agreement between an individual and a government. Without in a free market situation, there would be no citizens. You would just have free individuals. operating in the marketplace.
Right, under without any rules at all, no rules to be set?
Oh, there's plenty of rules. There'd be plenty of rules.
Okay, so, well, that's how you, that's what the government is. How, who's going to enforce the rules? Who's going to enforce the rules? It would be you, right, as a citizen?
The government makes rules arbitrarily and enforces them on everyone. In the free marketplace, private property owners can set the rules that they want to, and if you want to go on their private property, you would agree to be bound by those rules.
Right. Well, good. Right, right. Okay, so good rules would stand strong for good reason. If somebody puts in a bad law, you as a democratic voice in that government should be able to defeat it. You should be able to say, listen, this is unfair, this law. So good laws stand strong for good reason. When you have a government that doesn't uphold those principles, it's your responsibility as a citizen to go, wait a second, I need evidence to form my guilty verdict. Because if we don't use evidence, the bad guys are going to actually get away. You know, it's as simple as that. So if you say the government is bad, it's only bad because you haven't held them to account to say, listen, you have to obey our basic principles that no person would disagree to if you want freedom.
How is that going?
Well, it's going pretty good. It depends. A lot of people are dead. No, a lot of people have died. But there are a lot of people that say, you know, if you want to defend Americans from being, you know, murdered, you want to arrest those who committed 9/11. And according to the FBI, it's General Ahmad. Now, you might say, I'm a libertarian. No. It's accountability, I'm saying. Listen, I'm answering your question. You were saying, listen, I'm just answering what you said. And in your position as a libertarian, you would go, no, I'm too terrified to defend myself as a citizen in this government. But a person who believes in freedom, goes, I want to support honorable officers who do their jobs to the best of our abilities to defend ourselves. But that a libertarian goes, it's all bad. I'm terrified. Pick on welfare mothers or art students. And if you think about how much waste comes out of the government, it's very little to do with artists and everything to do with South African death squad goons that aren't, you know, no bid contracts. How about no bid contracts?
Government, they waste.
Yeah, so you've got to grab them and go, listen, you're if in a sense.
What do you mean by that, Julia?
He keeps talking about accountability and we've got to hold the government accountable. But the government has made it clear that they don't care what we
think. The government's been inefficient the whole time. Our government, your government, all the governments, they're all inefficient.
I know, Mark.
We can. Well, Mark.
Republican, that will solve the problem. Oh, no, wait, that didn't work.
Well, Mark.
No.
Mark. Mark, are you there? Oh, Mark, well, you were saying it's all bad. Well, that's, and all due respect to you, you know, I like your guys' show. You take calls. That's a great thing. But, Mark, wait. Okay, let me just say one thing. Mark, you just said that it's all bad. Well, that's a reflection of yourself, because, of course, there are good people in government. Kucinich doesn't want to kill Americans for the neocon.
Now you're twisting.
No. I'm responding to exactly what you said.
The terminology I used was inefficient.
Right, but I'm not inefficient. I get directly to who's responsible for the criminal act. I tell you specifically $700 billion is out of the account. I'm not being inefficient. I'm being really good with words.
Are you a government bureaucrat?
No, I'm a defender of freedom and liberty for all people. All people need to be treated justly.
You don't sound like you're defending freedom. It sounds like you're defending the state to me. But Mark is saying that government is inefficient, not you, sir. He's not making...
But how could I... I'm defending the state from criminality. There are people in the state that have murdered Americans. But no, the state isn't inherently criminal. Is Kucinich criminal? Is any of those other good guys criminal? Is the traffic cop criminal?
Valuable to a criminal, and that is power, and you put it out there and said, here, only good people should come and use this power.
Okay, no.
You're going to attract criminals.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying. All people are not inherently corrupt.
Absolutely not. You're the good guy. You're not an elected official. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, I have just as much power. No, but I have just as much rights as Bush does. In fact, I have more rights than Bush does. Bush demanded, I have more rights than your president does.
Have you tried to get into an elected position? Have you actually tried to get into office?
I'm not running for office. I'm talking about freedoms that all people share equally. You don't want to be murdered. Wouldn't you support the arrest of those who did 9/11, apparently? And I'm not coming down on you personally. No, it doesn't matter about 9/11. It's just an example. Talk about Social Security. Talk about the Federal Reserve. How about the Federal Reserve?
The fundamental point, you disagree with the fundamental point. And I made the claim that government is criminal by its nature. You disagreed with that. You spun that into me saying that all people in government are criminals. That's not what I'm saying.
No, Mark. I was quoting Mark. Mark has said that.
You haven't accurately quoted anyone on that.
It's recorded, buddy.
9231. Wow. I'll explain. We need to talk about this because people obviously don't get it. Why is government by its nature a criminal organization? Well, it's because it uses force, like violent criminals do. We'll explain this as Free Talk Live.
Well, that's ridiculous. You know, if anybody uses force, you're a criminal. No, it isn't that way. The government is supposed to be enforcing with force our laws, defend our rights. But you see, a libertarian gets scared there. They'd rather victimize innocent people and deny us a privilege that they don't comprehend necessarily. I mean, that's one of that radio program that they offer there is one of the best things we have going because they offer open line communications. You know, but they're fundamentally flawed because they don't support justice for ourselves. They say the government can't be just. It's always corrupt because they use force. There's been plenty of examples of governments operating equitably. You know, times change. Sometimes bad things happen. But good laws stand strong for good reasons. Bad laws that don't make any sense fail in a court of accountability where arguments are given and a judge ultimately decides. Now, can judges be corrupt? Well, especially in America. Your Supreme Court judges, I think mostly, need to be arrested for treason. You know, you can't put a person in as president who wasn't elected. You know, Bush wasn't elected. Remember that. They decided to make him president. That's not a judgment in fairness to all parties. They didn't want to count the votes because they knew he would lose. So, true, America is corrupt, but it's not corrupt inherently just as a natural consequence. It's corrupt because people aren't educated enough to understand what freedom truly means or is, as yourselves being forsaken for lack of communications. And it's certainly got nothing to do with the Free Talk Live program and everything to do with CNN or CBC. They don't take our calls there at all. You know, not at all. And Tom Hartman, as much as I respect him on Air America, he doesn't want to tell you the Bush mob did 9/11. You know, and when people do call his program, he does cut them off. You know, he says, there's no accountability. It'll take us more than 40 years. It's endless. You can never find out what's truly transpiring. But all you got to do is go look. There's liquefied natural steel flowing from the towers that's melted by a high explosive. And Cheney and Bush are directly responsible for assisting in that terrorist crime by simply closing investigations. They don't want to find out who truly committed the criminal offense of question. That's where they stand. Where I stand, I'll tell you exactly how it went down. I know exactly, I don't know all the players, but I know who we have to go for. And to get those guys, we get support through all human beings who believe justice is important, as is our freedoms to be preserved and protected by laws enforced equitably and fairly for all concerned parties. Closing investigations is undermining freedom for Americans, period. Nobody's going to disagree with that. And it's not inherently just a natural consequence for those actions to transpire. It's the actions of George Walker Bush and Cheney. Right? It's not all the government's fault, necessarily, but it's their direct action as individuals that have denied you an ability to defend yourselves. And CBC doesn't take my call. They won't take your call either if you try on these particular issues that are inarguable. You can't deny it's the FBI's formal conclusion on who financed the terrorist strike of question. You can't argue against the fact that Bush and Cheney worked diligently directly after the crime occurring to close investigations. They didn't want to get arrested, tried, and put to death for high treason.
I believe in love, it's all we got. Love has no boundaries, costs nothing to touch. war makes money. Cancer sleeps curled up in my father, and that needs something to me. Churches and dictators, politics and papers, everything crumbles sooner or later, but love, I believe in love. I believe in love. It's all we got. Love has no boundaries, no borders to cross. Love is simple. It breeds. Those who think difference is the child of disease. Brothers and sisters, make the loving good. Families together are killing some wars without love. I believe in love. Well, I guess that really truly wraps the show up. It's a great song. I don't really have the technology to do something a little better here, but I want and beg you to please support me. It doesn't take much. All you got to do is pick up your phone and phone George Norrie. You know, say, George Norrie, can't we talk about 9/11? Johnny Wizard wants to talk. Nobody disagrees with him. Let him speak. For Christ's sake, man, let him speak.
Without love, I wouldn't be anything, anywhere. I wouldn't be here to see. Without your love, I can't conceive a better world. And we're all dying. Please, fight back. Don't give up. I'm not a bad guy. Okay? Not a bad guy. Listen to the screams of mercy. More than 1 million people have been indiscriminately slaughtered by Bushite nasty grunts. If you sit back and don't say anything, they're going to continually murder our families. And these soldiers are, you know, they're brain-damaged individuals who can't hold conversations. They're not fighting for freedom. They're robbing ourselves blind. You must take a stand. Support your fellow man. Don't be stupid. Believe in me. As I believe in you, you can be something greater. So get to it, man, before it's too late.